Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the kingdom of humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
This episode of the Rooster Teeth Podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code ROOSTERTEETH. That's offer code ROOSTERTEETH at squarespace.com. This episode of the Rooster Teeth Podcast is sponsored by Nature Box. Order great-tasting, healthy snacks right to your door. Forget the vending machine and get in shape for summer with healthy, delicious treats like Everything Bagel Sticks. Support this podcast and get 50% off your first order. Go to naturebox.com/roosterteeth.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast.
It's a podcast.
Are you aware of what a monumental day it is?
No.
Tell us, Gus.
Five years of uninterrupted weekly Rooster Teeth podcast.
Wow. So only interrupted six times out of seven per week for 5 years straight.
Hey, it's a weekly show. So the actual anniversary was May 8th, but we changed the podcast release dates. So now this is it.
We have done.
What does that mean?
The days move anyway. So
yeah,
been...
the days move, whatever.
Both of what you just said. No fucking sense.
Whatever. Just, it's a celebration, dude.
Hey,
I'm drunk.
Congratulations on 5 years of podcasting.
Cheers. 5 years. Yeah.
How many of the 5 years of podcasts, which by my calculation would be 260 podcasts in a row, how many of those have you been on?
The last time I looked at the number, it was like 97%.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I think that's too high.
I'm here to announce the Cal Ripken of podcasts is retiring.
Cal Ripken.
No, you've only missed what, like 5 or 6 total?
Something like that.
Nah, bull. He's missed like 10.
So
what's 3% of 260? As if anybody could figure that out ever.
50.
What? That's like you missed 7.8 podcasts or something like that.
Yeah.
Sip.
So yeah, 5 years. We made it through all the decades of podcasting.
I mean, does that add any decades?
No, we're still in our second decade of podcasts.
Second decade of podcasts. 5 years going strong. 2 decades of podcasting.
It's revolutionary.
Mathematically, it's correct.
Mathematically correct. So,
also, we're the best podcast.
I got fucked the other day.
Don't brag about it.
Yeah.
I got held hostage. Thanks. I got held hostage by technology and social media in the worst way imaginable.
Okay.
So, I'm going to be moving soon. So, I had to get a storage unit. And I had to take a bunch of shit and put it in the storage unit temporarily. So I went, you see these storage units everywhere, right?
First of all, you're moving out of a house and into a not house.
Yes.
You're going the other direction.
Why don't you just move all the stuff in?
It's not done yet.
He is.
I don't have to do the yard.
That's what I told this kid. Don't.
Yeah.
It's overrated.
Hey, let me tell my story.
All right, sorry.
Well, I'm telling a fucking story. It's about the story.
All right, go ahead.
Why are you moving stuff into a storage unit?
Because the place I'm moving to is not done yet.
Right, but why are you moving then?
Because to show the house in order to sell it, you got to make it like look pretty and declutter it.
Good. Okay, carry on.
You also have to depersonalize it.
This is also about the story. Do you have a lawnmower?
So I had to go find a storage place. Right, there's one really close to my house.
Barber's
I
dead.
Go there. They're sold out. They don't have any available. Fine. Where's the next closest?
By the way, open one of those businesses.
Yeah, no kidding. So I like all the ones near me are sold out. So I have to go to one like way on the other side of town. I get there. I'm signing up. This fucking paperwork takes forever. I just want to rent a room, right? Like, here's my money. Give me the room.
Not even a room, a garage.
It takes forever.
Yeah.
I'm finally done with all of that. And the guy who's helping me is like, oh, hey, by the way, do you have your mobile phone on you? I was like, yeah. He's like, well, do you mind doing a quick survey for me? I was like, oh, fuck. Okay, fine, whatever. So I pull out my phone.
Wait, why would you agree?
Because I'm just trying to get out of there, right? I'm just like,
that's
sure, whatever.
You out. That's no is getting you out of there immediately.
Yeah,
no.
Right. But
also, who doesn't have a mobile phone? Do you even, that's why you even call it that anymore?
That's a loaded question. So I'm like, sure, whatever. How do I do this? He goes, open up Google Maps. And I'm like,
what?
What? He's like, I'm like, okay. He's like, all just right. Type our address in there. I'm like, okay. He's like, oh, there, you just click on our storage place. He's like, okay, and you scroll down, you see just rate it 1 to 5 stars. Like, oh, great. He wants me to fucking rate it on Google.
Right in front of him?
Yeah, and he's like over my shoulder looking
yeah,
at me.
Yeah, bullshit.
Like, all right, fine. 5 stars. Good job, buddy. He's like, okay.
You did it?
Yeah, and then like a text field opens up. He's like, now just write something personal about your experience with me in that box.
And I'm the like, guy okay. Made me do this.
Joe was awesome. Published. He's like, okay, great. I was like, all right, fine, bye. I walked out the door. As soon as I walk out the door, I deleted it.
Okay. I couldn't imagine that right now there's a review out there of you where you
Joe
have like your
awesome.
Face.
Chapter 2.
By the way, I want to point out something. You said you got held hostage by technology and social media. You got held hostage by your own inability to say no
to
this guy.
That is very true.
Also, your own social awkwardness.
Now you've pissed him off, surely.
No, wait. I've got a follow-up now.
Part 2.
So the next day I come back.
Oh.
I imagine it's the equivalent of a waiter like gobbing in your food. There's just like a little pile of spit in his storage unit. Where the guy just
the next day
it.
I come back, and in order to use like their push carts, you have to like leave your ID at the front desk.
Oh, no.
And that same dude, Joe, was working there. And there's another dude who's also working there. And so I go to the other dude who I didn't deal
I
with the
bet
day before.
You did.
And I'm like, hey, can I get one of those carts? He's like, yeah, sure. Here you go. Go do a load of my shit. Come back to drop the cart off and get my ID. He gives me my ID. He goes, oh, hey, by the way, Mr. Sorolla, I want to tell you something weird that happened. I was like, what happened? He goes, I went and I looked for your review on Google earlier today and I couldn't find it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
this is Joe or the other
this
guy?
This is the other guy.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, that's weird. Joe watched me put it on there. He's
oh
like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you let me watch you do it again?
No, you...
What? So, what
so then again, I'm like, I scroll down, no. 5 stars, I type the exact same thing, Joe was great, he goes, oh, but I'm helping you now too, so you gotta write something about me too.
You're getting bullied at this point.
What?
You're paying me money.
What is going on? So I have to write something nice about this other guy now too?
No, you don't, that's the whole point.
So then I went home and I brought everything, I just did it all at once, I loaded everything, and I was like, all right, I don't need the cart anymore, deleted it. I was like,
oh,
I'm never
God.
Going back there.
But
I can
stuff's
never
there.
Let this guy.
Yeah, you have to go back
your
there.
Your stuff is there.
I don't know. I'll deal with that. That's future Gus's problem. Present Gus is like up shit creek.
If you pay me $20, I'll go for you.
The next encounter with them, you don't have an answer. You can't be like, oh, weird. I did it.
Yeah.
And it went again. It disappeared again.
I now want to go rent a storage unit at that place so that when they tell me to do it, I'll just go 1 star. What else? Write something personal. The dude's a cunt. And just post that. I want to rent a storage unit just to do that. Because then they can't make me delete it.
Right.
There's nothing they can do.
The weird part was when I was looking for this place before I drove up there, it wasn't a part town I normally go to, so I put the address in Google Maps on my phone, and when it pops up, I was like, wow, 4.91 stars, 120 reviews. This place must be awesome. And as soon as they made me do that, I was like, oh, well, this fucking exploits.
Well, that's why you're sucking.
That is smart.
Now they're going to be in there with all your stuff, like, licking
ballsy.
It and all that.
Yeah, now you look it up on Google Maps, you're like, oh, shit, this place must be great. This must be the greatest storage place in the world.
Hey, you should contributing to that.
You should email everyone who submitted a review and be like, hey, guys, let's turn this place upside down.
Yeah,
let's 1 star
reviews.
This place.
That's not a bad idea. If I could start a revolt.
Is the guy's name really Joe?
No, it's something else.
Is it Clive?
You're not going to tell us, like, where
this no,
place
God,
is?
No. Is this... After I move my stuff out and I know all of my stuff is safe, I'll tell you.
How did the other guy know that you were there the other day and that you submitted a
apparently,
review?
I know.
Apparently, this is a big deal there to them.
Do you think it's like a contest between those two guys, like Joe and whatever
no.
the other guy's name is?
I think it might be like some corporate metric because the second guy was very insistent, like, oh, you have to write something about me now, too.
Have you ever bought a new car?
Yeah.
And they tell you about the survey when you walk out? Mm-hmm. Now, listen. In 2 weeks, you're going to get a survey in the mail. If you can't mark excellent on anything, just come back. Talk to me. They're a big friggin' deal. You didn't get that when you bought your car?
No, I got that.
Every time I bought a car, that's always the last stage.
Yeah, why would you do the seven?
You usually forget about that because you're like so excited. And buying a car, for whatever fucking reason, buying a car takes 6 hours of your day.
Yeah. They had me bent over a fucking barrel when I bought my car. I tried to beat them. I was like, I'm going to show up 30 minutes before they close. They can't hold me here forever. I was there 3 hours after they closed,
it's still trying to buy. Crisis.
I was like, what's that car? Just give it to me.
Here's money.
What needs to be done? Is it because of like finance?
It takes
it's like,
forever.
Oh, don't you want the warranty with that?
It's just so
what about
long.
The gap insurance? So it's like there's like a million fucking add-ons they try to sell you.
Then they take the car. They take the car after you've agreed you want to buy it and everything's signed. They said, okay, we're going to take the car and get it ready for you. I have no idea what that process involves. All I know is the car disappears for 3 hours.
They're spitting in it.
3 hours, that car is gone.
It gets a good balls rub down. Like, your steering wheel.
I went in there with cash. I say, no warranty, no additional. I want that car there. I want it now.
Oh, that's super easy.
Boosh.
Only 4 hours. Oh, that's it. That's all that'll take. 4 hours, half your day.
You think it's that easy. Like, no, I don't want any warranties or anything. No, they're going to sit you down. They're going to talk to you. They're going to explain why it's a good deal and why you really should do it.
You know how sometimes when you're on a phone and there's touch tone and they say a load of stuff and then you have to wait and enter the number, but you can skip it if you know the number already?
Yeah.
There's no equivalent to that with real life. You can't just be like, boop. Would you like, boop? Next, boop. You can't do that. I wish you could.
Also, you could just touch someone on the nose and go, boop. Boop. Next.
You should try that next time. Just get an app on your phone that makes that noise.
The best thing, there are some advantages to that survey, though. Like, I took my car in for service a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And at the car dealership, and my inspection was due. And they were like, we can do your inspection for you. I never do my inspection at the dealership. And I was like, I don't know. They're like, it's the same price as anywhere else. I was like, fine, give me an inspection.
Oh, boy.
I got my car back, and whoever had scraped off the old sticker hadn't put a piece of paper down, so all of the gunk from the sticker fell right into the grates of my speaker. So the guy was like, just so you know, you're going to get a survey from us. Yeah, if you give me an exit, that'd be great. I was like, if you could get all the gunk out of my fucking speaker, that would be great. And he's like, what? And I was like, look at this. I was like, it's my speaker is covered in inspection sticker. He's like, oh, yeah, that's really terrible.
So how come you can do that, but you can't tell the guy, I'm not filling out your fake survey?
I don't know.
Those are very different situations,
know.
To be fair.
Was this a big dude? Were these big tough
they
dudes?
They were big tough guys. They were really big tough guys.
You're such a pushover.
I am.
Was this the same time that you had, like, your passenger seat was broken and you took it in to get repaired and they're like, oh, yeah, it's all fixed, but they didn't touch it? The same time?
They claimed they fixed the driver's seat. I was like, there was nothing wrong with the driver's seat. Like, the driver's seat was messed up worse than the passenger seat. It's like, the driver's seat was fine.
Fixed the actual problem.
So why wouldn't you want to get it done at the dealership?
I just hate going to the... Anything you do at the dealership is a fucking pain in the ass.
Interesting.
It's like, if you can go to like a private third-party company that does your inspection, absolutely do that.
So when you buy a car, if you buy it off someone else, is that quicker than buying it from a dealer?
Yeah, it's no problem at all.
Yeah, like a used car lot? Yeah, fuck.
No, or you just buy it off a private party? Like, here you go, bang, bang, done.
Bang, bang.
The only thing you have to do is, then you have to take the car, you have to go down to the city, and you have to tell them how much, at least in Texas you have to do this, you have to tell them how much you paid for the car, and you have to pay tax to the city. You don't pay tax to the person. You have to go report it separately and pay tax on it.
Also, you have to go to the mechanic and ask, what fucked up things with this car was that other guy lying about?
You're exactly right.
It's just like an inspection on a house.
Yeah. You're kind of going through the process. Wait till you like sign if you're getting the house. Are you all done going to get that house?
Working on it.
You will have never signed your name more times than you will when you sign for that house.
Well, the RTX?
You'll just sit there. There'll be a stack of papers this big in front of you. And it's like, it's more formal process than anything I've ever seen.
Do you have to read it?
They give you a little drink, and you sit there and go,
They tell you to read it, but you're just like, no, I'm not reading this. Well, I found mine the other day, the documents that I filled out when I bought my house. It is literally a bound book that is that thick.
See, that's annoying, because that is taking up space in the house.
They'll give
you
a CD, too.
Where am I going to put that?
They'll give you a CD as well.
Put it in a drawer.
They'll give you a CD.
A drawer. I can't put anything else in now. Do I have to keep that?
Just put other papers in there.
Just save it. Put it on your fucking FTP account somewhere.
Listen, if you don't want to put it in your house, I found out about this storage place. It has 4.9 stars and 1,000 reviews. You know what you got to do? You got to go to that storage unit place, find the person that didn't give it 5 stars, and that person is honest on Yelp or Google or whatever. I would follow that user all the time. He's the dude who looked the dude right in the face and went, 3. Because you know it's like one guy that did it.
He just looks around. Yeah. 3.
Yeah. That's a... We don't worry too much about that kind of thing, but Yelp scores to small business owners is a big deal, man.
Yeah, and it's supposedly kind of shady, too.
It's a little shady. I've heard the same thing. It's a little shady.
Yelp?
Yeah. Where you can essentially pay Yelp to remove bad reviews.
Yep.
Or if you don't pay Yelp, they promote the bad reviews more than the good reviews.
Or they take away your good reviews because you solicited them. Like, that's a big deal, too. But it's like, why wouldn't I solicit good reviews? I mean, like, why wouldn't you do that? But I know a guy who owns a small business, and he had a couple good reviews, and they were removed, and he wrote them and said, why would you think? Well, it was like they were users that didn't have many reviews. He goes, well, I told people to review me on Yelp at the place. And they're like, no, you can't do that. But if you want to sign up with Yelp, we'll give you a sign you can put in your door that says to review you on Yelp. It's like, so if I had some unsolicited reviews then, or some low review count users reviewing me then, that would be okay because I had the sign on my door. It's like, yeah, that'd be fine.
It's bullshit.
It's a little bit bullshit. And that was secondhand. That was his story of how it went down.
With a storage unit, how do they stop people from living in them?
So that's also a good question. I have a story about that too.
Okay.
So mind you, when I first got there, 4.9 stars or whatever, 120 reviews, I'm pretty sure the guy in front of me was paying his rent.
Really?
It was like, obviously a homeless dude was like, how much do I owe for this month? They're like, 70 bucks. He's like, all right, here you go. Give him 70 bucks in cash. And then like shuffled off with his big bags. I was like, that dude's living in that unit. You know that, right?
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
You know, I often wondered, one of our favorite movies that we've talked about before on the podcast is a low budget sci-fi feature that came out of Dallas called Primer.
I think of that movie every time I go to that storage
every
unit.
Every storage unit. I think whenever I go to storage units, I think of it too because they stored their time machine in a storage unit. And I often wonder too, did they tell the storage unit people that were filming in their place? Or do you think they just filmed in a storage unit, rented a storage unit?
They probably just filmed.
I would think so. Maybe they could. Because you have 24-hour access, don't you?
Not at the one I have.
Oh, okay. Is it one of the outdoor ones?
Three.
Or you get one of the fancy, like, three-story ones with the environmental controls?
Fancy environmental controls.
Oh, so it's, like, heated and cooled and everything? So you totally could live in there.
Yeah, you absolutely could.
And how would they even prove that you are living in there? Like, if you keep a bed, you could just be like...
In the middle of the night, they come in and they go, is anybody living in here? And you go, yes, fuck. Got me.
My experience with all storage units has been the exact same, too. I take a bunch of stuff that I don't really want in my life... And it's like, I think I'm going to need it at some point in the future. I put it in a storage unit. Then 2 years later, I'm thinking, I have this. I don't even know what's in there anymore. I don't want any of this stuff. So I have to clear it out and then like sell it or whatever. So basically after 2 years, it's like a confirmation that I don't want any of this stuff. Now I have to take that stuff out plus about 4 pounds of mouse shit. Basically is the way it
works
out.
It's like
out.
A recycling bin on your computer. Like, you know you can empty it, but you might.
Do you ever go in there and realize that you actually do want to keep something?
Sort of. Ashley has one from Australia. That she pays on still, because like to ship everything is going to be a ridiculous amount of money to ship it from Australia. So she keeps paying the monthly fee on her one in Australia. It's like 10 times the amount to ship it.
You should just auction it off. Just have a contest on the no. Just be like the winner gets my storage unit.
In Australia.
Yeah
in Sydney. Yeah.
Yeah, so what kind of stuff does she have there?
A surfboard. Stuff.
Koala
hey,
trap.
What's in your storage unit in Sydney?
All my books.
Books.
Let it go. Nerd. They've all been eaten by now. Hey, so we have something we're supposed to talk about.
She told me something she had in there the other day that was really cool.
Speaking of Australia.
Yes.
Some kind of like
gag. Do you want me to announce it?
Yeah.
So Supernova in June, we are officially announcing that Michael and Lindsay will be attending.
The Joneses.
The Joneses.
Yeah.
Who also just got married on Friday.
Wish them a happy wedding.
Happy wedding.
You were late, by the way.
So yes, they will be there for Supernova, which is in...
It's Sydney and Perth, I believe.
Sydney and Perth.
Ah, it's the one we did.
Perth.
Yes. So go see them, Michael Lindsay.
Yes, they'll be at the Hanabi booth.
Hanabi, yes. Oh. Or Hanabi, depending on
how do you say it?
I say Hanabi.
What's the correct way to say it?
Jack says Hanabi, and it pisses me off every time.
I says Hanabi.
Hanabi.
I just said says. I says.
I says Hanabi.
Don't listen to me because I clearly know what the fuck I'm talking
me
about.
Words.
Me words.
I use my mouth for talking parts.
Yeah, everyone... was asking who's going to Australia, I guess.
Everyone?
We have an official
or at least Miss Cass on Twitter.
There we go. All
you right. Know how, a couple others. You know how you don't like it when I'm a...
I don't like it when you...
That time when that comedian followed me and I was...
Yeah. Go ahead.
She was talking.
I don't like it. I just don't like it.
Like, I was excited that someone I respect followed me and I tweeted about it. I was like, yeah, this person follows me. Awesome. Happened again, but I didn't mention it.
Because of me?
Yeah.
I was you should enjoy your life. Don't listen to me.
You're going to mention on the podcast.
I was just
enjoy
you
your
shit.
Life. You're just going to hear shit about it.
I was just giving you shit. Who followed you that you're excited about? Let's talk about
a girl.
Ooh.
Called what? Macy Williams followed me.
That is Arya from Game of Thrones.
Freaking Arya Stark. She was like,
So I'm a huge fan of the Slow Mo guys. You guys are really funny. You're the first YouTube channel I subscribed to. I was like,
get the fuck out of here.
That is awesome.
That's really awesome.
Bloody Game
That's
of Thrones.
Really
I saw cool. a couple weeks ago, she had tweeted Greg Miller something
really?
About, yeah, he was talking about Arya Stark. And then he proceeded to hound her about being a guest on his podcast.
Do you think she knows about us?
Oh.
Why, would you be excited?
Yeah.
I think I was giving you shit just because it's like one of the things where you announce. Like, you wouldn't walk into a party and say, I'm friends with Dennis Hopper. Like, you wouldn't yell that to
you
the world.
Wouldn't.
You wouldn't yell that to the world.
No.
Well, that's what I was kind of.
Also, she didn't message me first. I just saw a message that said that she followed me, so I followed her back and then messaged her.
I apologize that I did anything or said anything that would make you feel like you can't celebrate the cool moments of your life.
It was DM. And I'm not embarrassed that the coolest thing that ever happened to me on Twitter was a 16-year-old girl.
Really?
That sounds illegal.
Who was the other guy that followed you that you were so excited about? Piers Morgan?
No.
No, it was a cousin.
Pierce Brosnan.
Jimmy Carr.
It was Bob Mortimer.
Bob Mortimer, that's it.
Mortimer.
Bob Mortimer.
Was he the... Who the fuck's Bob Mortimer?
A comedian in the UK.
Okay.
Can you say Mortimer
from
again?
Vic and Bob.
What? Is he a comedian?
It's so satisfying when you say Mortimer.
You say it. Mortimer. Hey, Bob Mortimer.
Did you guys watch Game of Thrones last night?
That was a great episode.
Oh.
That's meat. That was some meat in that one.
Set up such a good episode for next time. Set up such a good episode.
It went by so quickly.
I think they ended it wrong, though. Without spoiling anything, they set up a fight between two people. They should have said who's going to fight. That's what they should have done.
I get you to tune in to find out.
Well, yeah, no, because I think if they set up the fight, then you'd be like, all week, you'd be like, yeah, I can wait. But, you know, no, there's going to be a fight. That's basically what you know. We're not spoiling anything. Don't worry.
No, not at all.
Do you know who's in the fight?
I fucking do. And it's great.
Is it the guy they showed in the preview?
I don't even know who he's talking about. I don't know who he's talking about.
Some of us haven't read the books here.
Yeah, some of us can't read. That's the way it works.
Listen, it's a sensitive subject. Bernie.
It is. It's tough.
It was funny watching, because Charles Dance, who plays Tywin, he's so like...
He's badass.
He's so big and tall, and he has such a big presence. I just watched the Ali G movie, and in that movie, he dances around in a miniskirt.
Really?
It's a really...
In the Ali G movie?
Really funny contrast.
He's also in Your Highness.
He's also in Golden Child... And he's the villain in Last Action Hero.
He also shagged.
Oh, he is. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's fucking ruins it for you, doesn't it?
He was also in For Your Eyes Only, which is a Bond film from the 80s. And he's in Alien 3.
He's very accomplished. Picel's somebody, too. Who the fuck is
Picel?
He was
the villain in The Last Crusade.
Yeah. In The Last Crusade. That's who it is.
The old Nazi.
It's almost weird.
Anyway, we're off on the Game of Thrones.
He's been old for 30
years. We'll get lost. We'll get lost.
Now he's just the ancient dude.
You watch a True Detective? You watch True Detective?
Nah, I watch True Detective.
Do you watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
Trying to get into it.
It's hard. It's a slow burn, man.
But people who fucking watch that show love that show.
It is so fucking good.
It's one of those shows that's like I keep hearing about it. So it's like, all right, I'm going to watch it.
Have you watched any of it yet?
There needs to be a word for that. Like, you know how we need the word? Come up with the word that means I trust that somebody else smarter than me is working on this problem. They'll just solve it by the time it's an actual issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then a word, too, of like, what's the tipping point of like, all right, fuck it. I've heard about this enough. I'm going to watch it. Because that's how I am with most things. Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones was like that.
That's the way I was with Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones was like that.
We were all like that. Someone was tweeting me the other day about, like, oh, go back and listen. You guys were in season one. You're like, what is Game of Thrones, you fucking idiots? It's like, nobody knew what Game of Thrones was in the first season. Some of the people had read it.
Yeah, it's weird when you think of dorks. Where you're trying to remember what you initially thought about it. Like, when you said, oh, you should watch Game of Thrones. I was like, oh, okay. Game of Thrones. Yeah, brilliant.
That sounds like some stupid high fantasy thing.
Oh, yeah. Mortimer.
Oh, winter is coming. Yeah, I haven't seen that enough. That's what it was. The fucking meme for winter is coming.
Oh, right.
That they beat me over the head with that.
And I didn't even know what that was forever.
Me neither.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah,
I only started watching in season 3 of Game of Thrones, and I'd seen that meme all the time. And then I'm watching, I'm like, Ned Stark, that's the guy from the fucking meme. It all makes sense now.
That's the dude. And the same thing with True Detective is I keep seeing people tweet like pairs of people saying True Detective season 2.
Yeah.
Whatever that meme is that's going on. I don't understand it yet because I haven't seen the show. Yeah. So
it's good. I felt like the first episode was slow, but I thought it ended well and really made me want to watch more. The next couple of episodes get progressively slower, and then it starts building steam,
and then everybody dies.
How new is the word meme?
It's new enough that people still mispronounce it.
I think it's
how they say it. Meme.
I've heard people say mem. I've heard people say meme.
Because a lot of words that we use now for current generation reasons are just old words that we kind of adapted.
Yeah.
And meme isn't an original word, is it?
What does
it
even stand for?
Meme is an element of a culture or system of behavior that may be considered to be passed from one individual to another by non-genetic means, especially imitation. That's a great definition of that.
So I just want to say something here real fast. According to Tal Grimm on Twitter, the actor who played Pycelle is also General Veers from Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, he's a dude who gets choked out? Is that General Veers?
It's either that guy or the guy who's talking in the Darth Vader's an asshole.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure General Veers is the guy who leads the invasion of Hoth. He's the guy in there saying, I shall report to Lord Vader myself or something.
How are
like
we back on Star Wars?
Where's Blaine?
Because you just heard the segue. That's how we got back there.
How are we here?
I'll look up General Veers, unless you want to look it up.
He's the guy from the Darth Vader's an asshole video, or one of them.
Yeah, coming out of Lightspeed? He's the dude on Hoth, because here's the picture of him, with the helmet on. He's the picture of him.
Yeah, but he's also here without.
Yeah, because he reports the whole thing, and then he's in big trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Another word I want, there's no word for, which is, just because I want to describe myself and how proud I am of this, I have the ability to show somebody an animated GIF right as it loops. Like,
oh,
I have that,
God.
That timing down of like, wait a second, let me show you something. Check this out. And I've got that down to where I can get it, turn it on the last frame. And
how many times do you have to watch it before
you do that? It absolutely is a skill. How many times have you tried to show somebody an animated GIF and you have to go, do you not wait? Do you just go watch it in the middle and
loop? No, I look at it and I wait till it's almost done and then I start turning my phone.
There you go. See, you've got it.
You got it.
How is that a skill, though? That's just knowing when the end of the GIF is.
Do you think about it?
Yeah,
you do.
Because I don't want them to start watching in the middle because I don't want to make
it's
sense.
A skill.
There you go.
Wait till you get back around and watch it from the beginning again. It's going to be so fucking funny.
Yeah. I think it's because we do vines all the time, so we have that idea of the 6-second loop.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't think of what the word is. You need a word to describe what you're talking about.
Vining.
No, vining. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. A lot of things.
It's gift sense.
We haven't made any vines in the new office yet.
We haven't.
We should do that. Except we're all going to be out of town.
I'm gonna be out of town.
The three of us are the worst people to do that because one of the three of us is always out of town on a Friday. Always.
Or we just forget about Vines the 2 weeks where we're all here for 2 weeks. And then it's and now we're all going out of town.
We have to try that.
It's very possible.
So, we're going to go to LA to tape that episode of Midnight, which airs that day, that night.
14th.
Okay. It does.
Yes.
There's another episode that's taping that day.
I think that airs the next day.
That airs the next day?
Yeah.
And so if we're shit, they're not just going to replace us with the B team or whatever.
I hope not.
Why would they record the first one that would air the next day and then yours that would air that night? Why wouldn't it be the other way around?
Ours is the first one.
Oh, you record first?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're up that night. Come on, Barbara. We're not assholes.
Do you want to get Bev's after?
If I can, I think I might have plans already.
I'll get a bed.
But I would like to.
I won't snub you.
Yeah.
By the way, it's going to be 4:30 in the afternoon.
Exactly.
What kind of time is that to not drink? What are you talking about?
You should bed before and
that's happy
after.
Hour.
That's a good point.
4:30 on an afternoon?
Which is 6:30 in Texas.
4:30 on an afternoon.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, I'm banging my head on the mic. So. That's just
what's that shirt you got?
Myriad of mistakes. This is T-shirt Tuesday.
Do you have a concussion?
Yeah. Also, there's a sweet little...
little fatty button.
Yeah, we have new buttons in the store soon. And
way too
new
far away
cases.
To actually see what I'm doing.
Ta-da!
What does it say?
Oh, let me see.
Oh, is that it? I haven't seen those yet.
I just want you to show me. I don't need to get... Oh, cool.
We have a Chima Hunter, Ruby,
I hate when people
RBB.
Give me their phones.
Why?
Because they're gross.
The podcast. Like,
let me
there's hold more germs on that than your toilet seat, thing. Probably.
Oh, get the... She just put it on her phone today. How many germs could there be?
So, this is a Ruby case. It says it's also a gun.
Yes.
And a lot of the designs are based on shirts.
You're wearing a shirt that says, what's up, guys? This is Jeff Ramsey, Jack Patillo, Ryan Haywood, Michael Jones, Gavin Free, Ray Narvaez Jr. from Achievement Hunter. And you got a little...
Patillo wrong.
No, they didn't.
Sure. And you got a little button there.
Then there's also going to be...
Yeah, a little zoom on that.
Achievement
Hunter
go for it. Button packs.
Go for the zoom.
No,
go for the zoom.
Looks like shit. No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there were other buttons, but I didn't see them because of this one.
This one's my favorite button. You can't see it, though. It's a goddamn it, Barb.
Burp, burp, burp. Burp, burp. All right, here you go, Barbara.
Man, good cut to me while I'm scratching my beard. That's good. All right. Well, if you're listening to the audio podcast, they were describing new items that are available in the store today, straight year of podcasting without interruption.
Mm-hmm.
5 years.
This is our fifth. There's only one phone case that's based on the podcast, though. There needs to be more of those.
Yeah.
Oh, there is one? I didn't even see it.
No, there's People Like Grapes also.
Oh, that's true. There's a People Like Grapes.
Yeah, we need
Gavin
to Google.
What? Gavin to Google.
There's a Gavin to Google button.
I always forget about stuff that involves me.
Do you see that someone in our subreddit made a 2-hour-long compilation of the video podcast ever since Podcast 100?
I thought that was pretty cool, and it was interesting to go back and see the different things. One of the things that drove me nuts that I push for personally a lot, even though I have one of the shittier mics right now, is when we went to lapel mics for a while, I fucking hated that.
Yeah.
I really
– the sound was just
– I felt like such a bitch because I complained about it so much off camera. But I'm so glad we have, like, these mics back now.
He was a total bitch.
I was a total bitch about
The interesting – well, I don't know if it's interesting. So since we have Clayton now, he's actually fixed it. They sound great now.
No, they're awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, like, our audio guy interrupted the audio. I like that.
Yeah, we they used them for the stream the other week before the RVB season 12 launch. Mm-hmm. And so whoever was sitting in the middle kept using them, and it sounded great.
So can I ask you a question? Speaking of Reddit in general, Reddit.com, is it about time to start, like, the countdown on Reddit? Because they had a massive problem.
Dig V4 scale?
Yeah, like, so Dig went through, like, ups and downs. And it's funny because it's a lot like when you hear about a TV show. And I remember, where did you first hear about Reddit?
I heard about it when Dig was dying.
I heard about it on Dig.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people were like, don't talk about Reddit. The site sucks. It's terrible. And people would constantly talk about Reddit. And it's funny because it's funny how things are cyclical. Because I first went to Reddit and I was like, I don't understand the site. This doesn't make any sense to me. It's just all white with a couple arrows. But then it was very clean and I got used to the interface and I really liked it a lot. Dig put out that 4.0 version and it fell off the map. Like the rumor was that Dig had an offer on the table to be purchased by Google for $198 million. And less than 3 years later, they sold for $500,000. Like the last little bits of Dig sold off. Like Dig was everything. Probably since we started this podcast. If you go back and listen to the early ones, we probably talked about Dig nonstop.
Yeah.
And Dig was huge and just fell off the map. And there's been a lot of those aggregation social media sites that have done that. And I'm starting to see the exact same things happen on Reddit where the user base is fighting with itself. Like they just delisted a bunch of subreddits like technology – atheism, politics, because they were having problems with the moderators going back and forth and all this stuff. And they put a bunch of subreddits as default descriptions. And a lot of those subreddits are like revolting because they don't want to be exposed to the front page because there's all these like essentially late adopters that are showing up that are just like – it's just something can get so popular kind of like starts to crumble under its own weight. And it's funny. And the funny thing about that too is like the first place I ever heard about Tumblr was on Reddit. And like people are like, oh, don't post about Tumblr here. Don't post about Tumblr. Tumblr sucks. But you can definitely see like the culture just starting to shift. You can just see it. It's just an inevitability. And it's so crazy to keep seeing this stuff happen again and again and again.
Yeah, and I think even before – even before Dig, it used to be FARC.
Yeah.
Which was a different animal that was, you know, editorial based as opposed to like user voting based.
I feel like FARC stuck to its guns though and just didn't try to like – didn't try to change too much. Didn't try to like follow, you know, whatever the flavor of the month was. And it's still – and FARC is still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still has a really hardcore strong base. I still have a total FARC account. I still do. Yeah.
That's awesome. And it's funny. I first heard about Dig from Matt Hullum.
Really?
Yeah, which is crazy to me that I heard about something on the internet from Matt. Remember the first time I tried to go to Dig, I went to dig.com. And I was like, what the fuck is this? It was a totally different
like
site.
Like a shovel website?
Yeah. It's like, this is bullshit. This is totally a Matt website.
When you went to reddit.com, did you go to reddit.com?
No, by then. No. I was, I guess,
you were
a little
street
smarter.
Smart by then.
Yeah.
It's weird because a couple years ago, I didn't think anything about Tumblr. And now it's just like, seems like it's the new flavor of the internet.
Ever since Yahoo bought them, they're hot.
Mm-hmm. That Yahoo touch.
Yahoo's all over the internet.
Twitter's the one I really can't figure out, like, what's the lifespan of Twitter? Because, like,
I think Twitter's solid for a while.
It's like the forum for everything now.
They haven't changed anything, really.
What are you talking about? They just changed the profile page, like,
two weeks ago. Interface. They haven't changed what it does yet.
I was startled
still
to find out,
characters.
Like, last week that I had been on Twitter for 6 years. That I've been on Twitter. I was on Twitter a year longer than we've been doing this podcast.
So that's crazy.
I was on Twitter at like the Congress office in the back room.
Yeah,
I definitely not.
Because you would go on about it all the time, and I didn't know anyone who had it, so I was just like, I don't know what you're talking about. All the
time. God, that was startling.
I remember
to me.
When you first started using it, you like sat me down. You're like, what is Twitter?
Like, you're like, a meltdown.
What is the point of the pound symbol? And I said, so it was a hashtag. Like, what the fuck is a hashtag? Like, I had to explain it all to you.
Gotta loop me in.
Like, try to break it all down.
You gotta loop me in. That's I've been posting a lot more on the Rooster Teeth site again. I don't know why I wasn't posting very much over the course of, like the last few months, but I started posting again. It's like I really forgot how good a forum is. It's like the purest way to – it's like there's a, somebody says something, somebody replies to something. You can reply back to the person and like everybody can read the conversation. Everybody can jump in on it.
And you could put so much more detail.
You can actually write stuff.
Yeah. You don't have to just like –
what's a shorter way to say because of?
Yeah. And then when you've
got
then when you've gotten rid of all the words you can get rid of, you're like, where am I going to make this illiterate? Like, which piece of punctuation or grammar will I remove now?
It's like, oh shit, it's I still so have to true. Add a picture link.
Am I going to replace TO with the number two?
It's true. It's you're a surgeon working on a human, you're like, how many of these parts can I take out before this isn't a human anymore? Like appendix, spleen.
Well, did we talk once about how, like, what the bare minimum human would be?
I don't think so.
I hope it'd be interesting. Like, just
like what?
Stripped out. Like, just basic human. What would it be?
Like, we put you on the operating table, and we took out as many parts as we could.
Yeah, so obviously start with the crap.
Like, I thought we talked about this. Like, where are you in your
appendix,
body?
Appendix. Get rid of.
Like, where are you? Or
no, no, no. It's like, what is the bare minimum for a human?
I get rid of your appendix.
Like heart,
I get rid of your tonsils.
Don't eat them.
Then we're talking about, like, I can get rid of a kidney and a lung. You'd
arms?
Still be all right. Yeah.
Arms and legs.
You don't need arms to be a human. You saying some dude with no arms walking down the street isn't a human?
I'm talking about just to function normally still.
Okay. I'm just saying you can function normally.
There's a learning curve to be had when you lose an arm.
Normal's a word that means something.
You can function with no arms.
I'm not. It's not disrespectful for one-armed people.
I'm just saying.
The term normal, we're talking about the mathematical term within the norm. For somebody with missing both arms, that's not a normal condition for a human. That is...
Someone missing a kidney is not a normal condition for a
human
either.
That's true. It's also true. It is not normal to be missing a kidney.
Yeah, I guess I'm just talking about internal then. But yeah, you can get rid of a lot.
You can get rid of the appendix and one kidney. Well, you pretty much nailed it.
No, no. Appendix, kidney, lung.
What? How about one eye? Is that okay?
Why is that funny?
He's getting rid of all the double stuff. And the one thing that doesn't count.
One eye, one
ear. And then all the double stuff.
I guess you're right about the eye.
Why is that funny?
Because you're getting rid of depth perception. With a lung gone,
you can fill in
still
a nostril.
Breathe. You can still breathe. Mm. You may not be able to run
you
as far anymore.
You can still see.
You kind of need two eyes.
Nah. That dude I talked about in the plane crash the other day, the pilot had one eye. He landed it. He landed in a fucking field or in a levee.
I thought you're not allowed to fly unless you have 20/20 vision.
He did when he took off. Didn't he?
Then when he landed, he had 20 vision.
I think that's in the military.
Wait, what happened to this guy?
This guy,
I don't know the story.
He didn't lose an eye in the flight.
Okay.
He already had one eye, but he lost an eye in a previous flight. He was in Honduras flying small planes, and there was a civil war going on at the time. And during a takeoff once, someone was shooting at the plane and like shot along his cheekbone and shot his eye out.
Fuck!
Like
takeoff.
The eyeball went...
Yeah.
Like,
and so he took off and had to find another place to land and landed. And
He managed to
land. And then he continued his flight career. And then later, he was flying a brand new 737 from South America up to the U.S. And on the way, both engines went out. He managed to land the plane on a levee. Wow. No deaths.
So he crashed twice?
No, he didn't crash.
He didn't crash the first time. He just lost an eye. He got shot at, lost an eye, and landed.
I want this guy to
What's the story then? Why is him having one eye relevant?
I don't know
because I'm saying it's a normal person with no depth perception. He's saying that someone with only one eye cannot function.
But why was it relevant to your story that the guy only had one eye?
When I told that story the first time, Gavin said it was amazing he could land the plane because the guy had no depth perception. And I'm saying that even without depth perception, you can still be normal and do things.
Okay, listen, you tell a story. You don't need the most recent version because you literally said he didn't lose his eye in a flight. He lost another flight. Yeah. Then you tell that story. That's also
she
a guy.
Was
I wanted to hear
so
about
she
it.
She was asking.
But I'm saying just tell that story because he was also in a plane where he went from two eyes to one eye and he had to land that plane too. That's enough of that story.
I enjoyed both stories.
Thank you, Barbara.
It's too many stories.
I'm glad I told
too many
the person who asked for the story.
Isn't that like telling a story about someone and then telling a story that they did after that's completely irrelevant?
Exactly right.
Whatever. Did I ever tell you about my...
It's like the girl who, like, went surfing and the shark bit off her arm. Every time she went surfing after that, she went surfing with one arm. It's the one time when the shark bit her arm. That's the relevant story.
But the second story, his engines went out, you said.
Right. The second story still was
pilot
a story.
Pilot lands plane with no engine.
That was this amazing story.
I've heard that story a thousand times.
That was an amazing story
about a girl.
Person
goes swimming with one arm.
There's an amazing story about a girl who lost an arm surfing. She caught this gnarly wave while she was surfing, but that wasn't the time she lost the arm.
Exactly.
Is that the same as what we just had a conversation about?
Did I ever tell you about my teacher in high school? She had one lazy eye and one glass eye.
But what did she do the lesson before that?
Barb,
shut the fuck up.
How is it a lazy eye if it – what does that mean? That's her one eye that works. The other one just doesn't follow it. It doesn't make this one lazy.
No, just, but one
she said
would
she had
be
a glass eye and a lazy
one's
eye.
One's a glass eye, one's a lazy eye. So her eyes would just be like,
well, no.
I mean, she's looking that direction. It doesn't mean this eye is lazy. I mean,
she'd be looking right at you, and both of her eyes would be pointing on either side.
Well, one eye
it's
has
possible to,
go.
To have a lazy eye and have it be your only one
yeah,
eye.
Yeah, but you can't see out of the angle of your eye if it's wrong, can you?
You like, see,
if
like,
I look
peripheral.
Over there, if I look there, I can't see you right
what
now.
If I look at Barbara, I can see you.
Yeah, but not
what is the definition of a lazy eye to you? What is the definition?
Everyone that Dan likes.
No, what? It's cross-eyed.
What's the definition of a lazy eye to you?
It's just an eye that doesn't look directly at what you're trying to focus
oh,
on.
Oh, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
It doesn't look at what you're focusing on.
Right.
I would say a lazy eye is an eye that doesn't match the direction that your other eye is looking. That's how I think of it. But she's got a glass eye.
An eye that lives on a government handout.
It doesn't mean your eye is lazy. It means I'm looking this direction. You know what I mean? It off like
it
this.
It sits on the couch and watches soap
did
operas all day.
Did you play Guess the Fake Eye when you watch Columbo every time?
No, I never did that. I've never been able to notice like if somebody has a fake eye, like a glass eye.
They're just dead. They just don't. Looking straight ahead.
That was pretty good, actually. Actually pretty good. Who's the most famous person does Columbo actually have a... glass eye?
Yeah.
Sandy Duncan
as well.
Is the other one person I'm thinking about who had a glass
eye.
Fuck.
Yeah, he lost it really early, I think.
Say you're flying a plane out of Honduras. Stick with me on this.
Do you have one eye or two?
You start with two. You get shot. You lose one eye. Then sometime in the future, you land on a plane with no wings. That's not what this is about. You lose your eye. You land in the plane. You're fine. Do you get a glass eye or do you get an eye patch?
Eye patch.
You're going to get a glass eye.
If you're a pilot, though, you get an eye patch. Because I feel like that's pretty badass.
You're a pilot with an eye patch. What do you do?
I think it depends on the damage to the eye socket. Like, if you've been
normal.
If you've
it's
been
all the
Nick Fury'd, you want an eye patch.
What happened to Nick Fury?
I don't know. He's got, like, veins and, like, crap coming out of his...
How did he lose his eye? How did Nick Fury lose his eye?
They explained it.
Is it me a comic question? I don't know.
I think they explained it in The Winter Soldier. I forget now.
Oh, the new one?
Well, he took his eye patch off. I don't remember what the reason was.
Yeah, it was for a scan.
He had a different scan on that eye for a retinal scan.
Spoiler.
All right, guess. How did Nick Fury... Let's see if you can get the clothes. How
there's,
did...
There's bloody Columbo on the screen.
A bear attack.
No, you're
no.
wrong.
No.
No? Why do you say it so derisively?
Because
no.
I just saw that movie and I don't think that was
we got to get this picture on the screen. It's pretty damn easy to tell which is the fake eye.
Is
which
it
one's the fake eye?
One of them just is a blank stare. If you cover one eye, it's like, oh, normal guy. And then you cover the other one, it's like,
What if he's just looking to the side?
No, he is looking to the side. Are you kidding me?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. We have a picture Columbo.
You think his left eye is the glass?
Our left or his left?
His left.
See, this is why she thinks her teacher had a lazy eye, because one eye would look in the wrong direction. That's just the direction he's looking. That's my point.
No, but she'd be staring right at you. And her eyes would be on either side. Leave me alone.
You'd see in the middle. So, yeah, Nick Fury, he has a way more in this screenshot I'm seeing of him. He's got, like, a way more scars and stuff.
He was not even – I think he was white in the comic as well.
It's not even that exciting a story. Fury's injured left eye, though initially minimally affected by a grenade blast during World War II, has over the decades resulted in a 95% loss of vision in this eye.
Was it a grenade filled with bears?
No. Sorry.
You were close.
But a bear threw it.
Okay.
No. It was thrown by a Russian guy.
It was on the Eastern Front of World War II.
Is that good enough? So Nick Fury fought in World War II. I don't buy it.
Well, every comic book character is from the war, isn't it? Really?
Pretty much from World War II.
If you had to choose between being blind or being deaf.
I wouldn't. That would be a tough choice.
I would choose being deaf.
I'd choose being deaf.
Yeah.
This is a stupid question.
What am I listening to? You guys?
Come on, let's be honest. No situation ever where you would have to choose.
That's why it's a hypothetical question.
That's why it's a hypothetical.
What's the king of hypothetical questions. The king of hypothetical questions.
Well, at least mine are realistic.
What if your legs didn't know they were legs?
Well, no one's going to cut your hearing out, are they? What are they going to do? Just like pop your eardrums?
Yeah! That's exactly what they do.
This is a hypothetical question.
You ask so many goddamn hypothetical
questions.
Yeah,
but they could happen. You're never going to be in a room tied to a chair, and they're like, one of them's going in your eye or your ear.
Sure, let's say there's a guy with a knife, and he says, I could poke your ears out or your eyes.
Gavin, that could really happen. You asked me a question once. If I could be given $10 million, but every time I spent the money, a guy stuck his thumb up my butt for 10 seconds. That was your hypothetical. That's one of your hypotheticals that you came up with.
Well, that's not illegal.
I like how it went from it couldn't happen to it's not
it's
legal.
It's not legal.
It's totally legal.
See,
sodomy is illegal.
Thumb in the ass is illegal.
Illegal in the state of Texas, I believe.
Is that sodomy?
Yeehaw.
I think so.
I need a lawyer.
What?
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
What year is this?
Welcome to Texas.
Shout out to Ashley.
I think my favorite hypothetical question also was impossible. But it was a really good one.
Which one?
You want to hear it?
What was it?
Did I tell on the podcast already? Might have been a Let's Build or something. Your wife and your mother.
Your wife.
They're side by side. Their minds switch bodies.
Oh, I love
this. Oh, question. Totally plausible. Oh.
But
totally return, plausible.
You can just stay and live with them like this. Like you'll be living with Esther in your mum's body, I guess. But you can return them to normal state. You just have to sleep with one of them. But do you sleep with your mum inside Esther? Or do you sleep with Esther inside your mum's body?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like how hypothetical
questions. What would you choose? What would you choose, Gab?
I just commit suicide.
No. Super easy. Super easy. Super easy.
Three-way?
Nope. You knock out your wife.
Right, so it's rape.
No, you just punch. You tell him, I'm punching you, I'm knocking you out, and we'll fix the situation.
Wait, who are you punching?
I'm punching my wife with the mother in it.
So you're punching your mother's body in the face?
No, I'm punching my wife.
With the mother in the head.
If I'm Gus, I'm punching Esther in the face, knocking my mom out, and then I'm sleeping with my wife, with my mother inside knocking.
I got confused with that one.
No, it's... Well, but,
it was like your mother, but you're punching Esther for some reason?
Well, no, I'm saying if I'm Gus.
No, I got you. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Then everybody's fine. And Esther's got to go to a movie for a while. Like, just go to a movie.
Yeah.
So you're fine having sex with your sleeping mother. Inside Esther's body.
Look, this is a drastic situation. It's a drastic situation.
Yeah.
And it's Mother's Day.
Get us some cranberries afterwards.
Hey, you know what the best part about this time? You know what the best part of this time of year is in Austin?
Weather.
By the way, weather is perfect right now. The weather is.
It's pretty top.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Rainy
we
and
did
humid.
Swimmies the other day.
We did do swimmies. It was first time swimmies.
First summer swimmies.
You did this weekend?
No.
Last weekend.
Yeah. Did you guys do anything for Mother's Day?
No.
Yeah, your mother's are all the way.
I FaceTimed my mom for a bit.
That sounds gross.
It wasn't Mother's Day for me, so I didn't do anything.
Oh, right. When is Mother's Day in the UK?
March.
Is it Mother's Day or is it Mom's Day?
Mother's Day.
Remember the big... I'm not talking about Mother. Best part about Austin this time of year is people just stop wearing clothes. They're done. Just like, it's like May 1st on. People are just like...
You have a problem with that?
No, it's the best part.
Oh, did not hear that part.
People are just like, I'm done. I'm not going to wear clothes anymore.
Top.
And I also live where I live. It's like way down by the river. Everybody's like, nah. Everybody's half naked all the time.
I went on the river this weekend.
Went
canoeing. I recreated a picture of me holding Millie's hand.
I saw that. That was cool.
And
it was five years ago. Started the podcast.
Fucking crazy.
So what we're going to do, Millie suggested this. We're going to go there every 5 years and retake that picture.
Smart lady. Every 5 years.
She was 4 in the first one and now she's going to be 9 soon.
I was actually surprised by how little everybody in that photo had changed. I would expect that would be way more drastic.
Millie changed a lot.
Well, Millie changed. Yeah. Millie went from 4 to 9.
Obviously.
That's okay.
But you said the back of Jeff's head didn't change much.
No, and like, Millie was like a tiny little kid then, but I mean, she looks like a grown up version of it. It's like, doesn't look like a different person. And you looked very similar, I thought.
Well, I look the same.
Yeah. Austin's dramatically different.
Did you see that picture of Austin someone posted the other day? Where was the skyline in 2004 versus the skyline in 2014?
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
A lot of tall buildings added.
Very, very different.
A lot of fucking cranes.
Yeah, there were a lot of cranes in the 2004 version of that photo.
I want to recreate a photo that Gavin and I took the first time I visited Austin 5 years ago, where we were outside Congress, and I was like modeling a Rooster Teeth shirt.
I took that photo.
You took it, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to recreate that.
You should
that.
Do it before they tear that building down.
That means your 5D is 5 years old.
Brap. That might have been my 10D, which I just discovered. I even forgot I had that camera.
It was your 5D.
Was it my 5D?
No, I think it was his 10D, because I remember him talking about how...
But we also shot the 5D is what we used to shoot a lot of the shorts.
It was
that 5D is like, I bought that camera. That's the most used camera in this fucking building. I can never... For 3 years, I have not been able to get my camera back. It's a constant...
It's your personal camera.
That's my camera.
What?
So why don't you just take
all
it?
My lenses. Because literally everybody every day needs it. So I feel like a jackass for taking my own camera back. Either JJ's got it, Noah's got it. Everybody
like fire JJ.
Just get a ton of them.
What's that? Yeah, just fucking
buy a suitcase of them.
Why not? Fuck it.
I'm glad no one heard what I said.
What'd you say?
Fire JJ.
Fire JJ.
I like how you're glad no one heard it, so you say it again.
Just kidding.
Here, let me read this.
Shut up.
No.
Yes.
You'll say that. Everyone, what if we say no?
This episode of the Rooster Teeth Podcast is brought to you by NatureBox. Nope. Your mission, snack smarter to get in shape by summer. Your enemy, the vending machine. But when you're starving at 3 p.m., all cranky and lightheaded, the evil vending machine can seem like your only friend. Don't give in. Head over to NatureBox.com. NatureBox sends great-tasting snacks right to your door, and they're great for you, too. We're talking healthy snacks like barbecue kettle kernels, everything bagel sticks, South Pacific plantain chips, and over 100 more. Zero trans fats, zero high fructose corn syrup, nothing artificial. Excuse me. Even snacks that are gluten-conscious and non-GMO. With free shipping anywhere in the U.S., NatureBox is busting up the vending machine's monopoly on your midday hunger. Try NatureBox right now. Get 50% off your first order by going to naturebox.com/roosterteeth. That's naturebox.com/roosterteeth. Stay full, stay strong. Go to naturebox.com/roosterteeth. That's naturebox.com/roosterteeth. 50% off.
Nom. Do we have any NatureBox snacks right now?
Our stash is pathetically low, so I don't want to show them off. I swear I finally updated our address there.
What thing you can do requires the most paperwork in life, or like in anyone's life? Like
buying a house, probably.
To become the president, is that a lot of paperwork?
Owning company.
Owning companies. But everyone does that.
I don't know. What is the paperwork involved in becoming president?
But I always take stuff for granted. Like I was watching.
Probably just apply to run for office.
Do you have
a
contract with the government?
Well, you must have like a big America NDA, right?
America NDA.
USA NDA.
No, I don't know. I don't know that you do.
The NSA NDA.
Because I just take stuff for granted. Like the last time the Olympics were on, I was just watching the Olympics, and here's like, you know, whoever, nobody from Denmark or whatever. Wow. How much paper did he have to deal with to get to that point where he's competing in the Olympics? It must have been a whole thing, like an application and then like another thing.
Do you want to Olympics? Yes.
Olympics, yes, no.
Yes.
Is paperwork your least favorite thing?
I hate it so much.
You're about to get a house. You'll get a car eventually, I assume. You have a lot of paperwork ahead of you.
I don't know how to avoid it. It's
and
impossible.
Then green card.
Your visa, yeah, was a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
My application filled any of that out.
The visa thing.
Yeah.
I had to find a lot of stuff. Okay. That's just as bad as doing paperwork, like going through old emails. I had to list every single day I'd ever been in the United States. That was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Every entry and exit.
They can't look that up?
You would think.
Yeah.
They stamp every time.
Our time is up soon. Yeah. Better get some new visas.
Owning companies, a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of paperwork. Like, even though I stepped down as CEO, it's like just like the board of directors, like ownership level of stuff, I still have to sign. I had to sign like 18 things today.
Oh, it's just like ongoing, not just to start your own business?
Ongoing.
I was reading a thing.
People always want your – also it's like your constant – your financial information. Mm-hmm. It's a constant presence in your life.
I
can tell you like every dollar in my life like exactly where it is. All the time.
Even the ones in the couch?
A great service today. You may already know this exists. I had no idea this existed. As part of this home sale I'm going through, I had to get something notarized. And I was like, fuck, I have to go find a notary.
No, you don't.
I have to go do this.
We have a notary that works for us.
Do we? Who works? I just found a mobile notary service.
We have a notary that works here.
I didn't know that. But yeah. I just like literally called a phone number. I was like, I need to get something notarized. So like, where are you? Here's my address. Okay, we'll be there in 10 minutes. They showed up. I was like, notarize this. Done. All right, pay us. Done.
So what is it? Just like a witness to something?
Yeah. It just like put a stamp on it. Proving
who works
that
here? That's a notary.
That.
Emily.
She's not here.
Emily looked pregnant.
She recently went on leave. She's on leave. She's gone for like...
Oh, great.
Emily
pregnant. I can't wait to get something notarized in 2 months.
I'm giving you information that's going to help you. That's all I'm saying.
What do you have to get notarized?
Yeah, but you're like, we have a notary that works here. Like, I'm stupid when I say I found a mobile notary.
You're not stupid. I'm just telling you don't need that service because somebody works here that gets a notary. Right.
But today he needed
what do you need to
today
get,
you wouldn't have needed the mobile
what
notary.
What do you need to get notarized?
What's that?
Like, what kind of things do you need that for?
Ever since I found that, I've had 4 things notarized by her.
Really? Mm. Does she charge?
Mm. I don't know. She didn't charge me, no. She makes you sign the book and show me your driver's license and all that.
How do you become a person who does that?
Yeah, you just take a class and do that stuff.
It's like it's weird. It's regulated.
Should we explain what that is to people who don't live in the U.S.?
Oh, is that a U.S. thing?
Yeah, I'm a little confused as to what
a notary is. Basically, a stamp from an official that says the person who signed this is that person.
Yeah, you show me your ID. They look at your name and they look at the document that has the name. Like, all right, sign it.
I think I have to get some people to do that for my visa application.
Yeah,
and I think, and at least in Texas, there's like a set fee that they can charge at most for their notary services. It's like $7 or
it's
something.
It's a huge pain in the ass.
See, that seems like something you would do. Like, you always you already have weird
that
skills.
That does like, seem like something you would
you
do.
You're ordained.
Yeah.
Why don't you just become a notary as well?
I've never...
Can you...
It's never been an inconvenience to try to get something notarized before.
Do you get your own stamp?
This is a stamp. If you want to see on the screen, Patrick pulled up, this is the stamp.
They're
what big, it looks
a little
like.
Bigger.
Can you notarize yourself?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if you can notarize one of your own documents. That might be too much power.
If you're a notary, you've already established who you are and your identity, right?
Yeah.
My favorite thing in contracts is stuff that I don't know how they would prove. For example, buying this house, it was like, is this your primary residence? Are you going to live here? Or is it a secondary one where you have to spend at least 15 days out of the year there? Or is it just an investment? How do they prove that you spent 15 days
in a
home?
It's not a story.
It's not an issue until they prove it.
Right. I saw a story about a few months ago about a guy who lived in Pennsylvania, but he worked so frequently in New York that instead of commuting sometimes, he just bought a house there and would stay at his house in New York for like a week or two, then go back to Pennsylvania and then alternate back and forth. And he knew that someone was going to make this a pain in his ass.
Well, like if he stayed too long there, they would charge him tax.
If he didn't stay at his house in New York long enough, it wouldn't be declared his residence. So every day that he goes there and he stays there, he takes a picture of himself in front of his house with that day's newspaper. So when it finally did become an issue and they're like, you need to prove that, you know, you spend this much time here. He's like, here are all the photos showing that I spent every one of these days at the house.
Wow. That's a pain in the ass.
That's pretty cool.
It's like he knew ahead of time, this is going to be a huge pain in my ass. I'm just going to proactively take photos
about
this.
I wish I had that kind of foresight. Like, I wish the first time I ever went to America,
you would
I wrote
think of
the
it, you
shouldn't
do it.
Yeah, I'd be yeah, like, this might come in handy. I'm not doing it.
No, I'm doing
Are you still a resident of the UK?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay taxes there still?
Yeah.
Christ.
Oh, I became a non-resident of Canada, so I don't have to pay taxes.
So where are you a resident?
So you're a resident of the US, but not a citizen of the US?
Yes.
Okay.
So you could be a citizen in one country, but not a resident.
Gotcha. You should do that. Taxes are cheaper here.
So according to Ruroni 1029, no, you cannot notarize your own documents, and you have to charge a dollar for every stamp. So you owe Emily $4.
I owe Emily $4.
So. Oh, and according to, yeah, a lot of people are saying notaries cannot. Wow. Apparently there's a lot of people who are experts about notaries because Twitter is blowing up.
It's well, they also
have time
are
to Google in the middle
Google
of a podcast.
In front of them right
I might have paid. I might have paid Emily. Don't even remember it. So. But she notarizes documents for me. Like she, I got a ticket. She notarized that, and I got this other thing. Where
you got a ticket.
I got a speeding ticket. In my
is
car.
This the one you made that got turned into an animated adventure?
No. Oh, no?
The one where
so.
Your kid was like, what's this?
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Okay. That's the one. I was thinking about the thing the time he ratted me out to the Canadian police. Little jackass. Yeah, that was that one. I got a ticket. That was the 35 miles an hour, and I was going like 45, and you wrote me the ticket for 40. Yeah.
I've never gotten a speeding ticket.
Really?
Never.
God, that just hit my insurance. I just switched. I did a thing where I switched, and this is not an endorsement. This is actually a real thing. Or a sponsorship, I should say. And I should point out, too, we have a video coming out this week that is weird timing that would seem like it's sponsored. It's not sponsored. That's all
yeah,
I can really say about it.
I know exactly.
It's really weird timing, but I feel I have to explicitly say there's a video coming later this week that is not
can we
sponsored.
We say what series it is? Because it is every.
No, I'll be able to figure it out, okay. I think, based on that.
I hate that when stuff looks sponsored. Happens all the time with Slow Mo Guys where. We'll base a video around a thing, and then it looks like it's sponsored by that. Like, Mentos and Coke looks like Coke paid me to make
sure.
the video. I did it just now, a video I uploaded about an hour ago. I drop a swim cap on Dan's head, but the way it lands, it comes down in slow motion and then goes, Speedo. And I was like, damn it.
Well, you could never do that. If you had tried to do that, yeah. you'd be on set fucking 15 hours dropping a swim cap.
Not sponsored by Speedo. In fact, I'm so annoyed, I just got it sponsored by someone else.
I walk into his office, and all I see is Dan, like, shirtless, lying on the ground. And I'm like, well, I'm leaving. And I turn around.
The sucky thing for Dan about that video is that he has, like, lumps all over his chest because the day before I waxed his chest in slow-mo. And that video hasn't come out yet. But he had a folliculitis.
I diagnosed him with folliculitis.
Yeah. Because I'm not a professional waxer.
When are you going to get your bits waxed for a video? You said you would do it.
Yeah, but who wants to get that close to my bits?
Someone you pay?
A waxer?
I don't. I'm so happy we finished filming the season of Immersion. I'm so happy your bits survived.
Yeah, me too.
That came up part of the way through, and I was like, oh,
the final episode was good. Yeah. It was touch and go.
I'm happy Michael survived that one, because it was...
I'm happy everybody survived. That was a nightmare, that one. That was a nightmare.
The last one.
The last one.
Because Michael almost died in the next one as well.
Fucking idiots.
On Thursday's one.
Yeah, he almost died in this one coming up. But I wasn't there for that. I stepped away from set for like half an hour.
It's the first
you
time
also
I've...
showed up to set. Late. Oh, was that?
Ooh, that was later.
Jesus,
dude,
Barbara.
Listen. No. I've had a really weird thing going on. Like Matt has threatened to hire me an assistant because I have been like ever since we moved, I've been late or missed like four different meetings. I've just been like I've been fucked up, my calendar or something. I don't know what it is. I don't do that. And I was like, I was an hour late to an immersion shoot for pickups. And then I was like, I straight up missed a lunch meeting. And someone's like, hey, how close are you? It's like, I'm in Los Angeles, so I'm pretty far away. I forgot we were having lunch today. Sorry about that. And then it was like another thing where it was like two other meetings where I just flat out missed.
Yeah, the other day, Shannon showed up. He's like,
that was the other one.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm here for the meeting with you and Bernie. I was like, what meeting? He's like, Bernie didn't tell you? I was like, no, he's not even here. He's like, he told me to be here at 10 a.m. I was like,
yeah,
sorry, man, I don't know what to tell you.
Shannon was going to help us drill for midnight. For the show, the taping we're doing this week.
You told me about it, but you didn't tell me it was at 10 a.m.
I get you.
You probably put you.
Yeah, listen, you're that one you fucked up too.
I missed that one too.
But I've been really embarrassed by like my just it's I hate that. When somebody did that to me, I'd be fucking pissed.
When I was younger, and I would see people like using calendars or like trying to manage your schedule, I would always be like, what the fuck is this person? You're like, how important or busy does this person think they are? They have to keep like a calendar to keep all their shit straight.
You get it now.
I live by my fucking calendar now.
On your phone?
Yeah, I have to have like alerts at certain intervals.
I can't even keep phone calls in my head. Like, they're not even meetings. All I have to do is just be by the phone when it rings. And I'm always surprised when someone calls me. I'm like, who the hell is this? Hello?
Must be nice to be so important you don't ever have to place the call.
No, I never call anyway.
Yeah.
My recents list is just people phoning me.
Well, with us, like, I have to make conference calls a lot of times. It's like we do like RTX calls, and it's like there's going to be like 10 different people calling in, so you just can't wait for the call to ring. You have to dial in.
That happened to us once where like we were scheduling a conference call with someone, and both of us we didn't add it to our calendar and we forgot. And they emailed us like, hey, we're on the line waiting for you guys. And I'm like, well, Gus is out of town.
Yeah, I was out of town.
We sound like the biggest assholes in the
terrible,
world now.
Terribly unprofessional people.
Well, it's I used to also, we'd go visit like game developers or publishers, and we'd see like their meeting rooms were just filled. Like at Microsoft, they have LCDs, monitors at the conference room so people can schedule them digitally. It's pretty freaking awesome, actually. And they're just filled. The meeting rooms all day long are filled with people. And I would talk to people like, well, I'm in meetings from 8 a.m. to about 1, and then I have like a 2-hour break, and then I'm in meetings to the end of the day, like 3 to 6.
You posted a journal about your meetings the other day.
And I used to be the same way as you. It's like, how do you live going to meetings? And now it's like, with all the different productions we have going on, it's like a Monday, I'm the podcast day, I'm wall-to-wall meetings.
Yeah. It's so bad. You and I tried to plan a meeting together the other day.
Yeah.
We're like, let's go to lunch. Yeah. I don't know. What does your day look like? Oh, that's a bad day. Oh, let's look at this day. Oh, no, not a bad day. It's like we have to like block out time to go get fucking lunch.
I did a really funny thing because we were coordinating with the guys who are for this midnight appearance. They were just coordinating with them. And there was a conference call in my office. And there's right across the hall is a conference room. And I was supposed to be in there for an RTX conference call. And I was just walking back and forth and keeping the conversation going. And then I noticed that like – of course it's like this, but just going back and forth between meetings, the guys were doing most of the talking on the speaker phones. The one guy at the studio and one guy at this company we were talking to in the other room. And I noticed when I went back and forth, they sounded the exact same. It was all like, okay, so we were looking at this thing, and if you guys want to look at like page 2 here, we were talking about this, we were wanted this, and I was like, Gavin, you got to come over here next door. And then we walk out, and it's like, so we're gonna have you guys there. We'll go over things. It'll be like a dress rehearsal. Walk out, and it's like, and then you know we'll get RTX for exhibition floor. It sounded like the same guy.
Just faded down. It's like, so we're gonna get you guys there at 3, and then after that we'll be like, it's like the same different conversation.
Every
Gavin
man
really knew what I was. I was like, come here, listen. And Gavin walked in the room, just started laughing because it sounded like the exact same guy.
I burst out laughing, and then I had to stand right in the middle, so I wasn't laughing in either of the conference calls.
Every person sounds the exact same on a conference.
They put on that business voice.
Everyone has the exact same voice.
Yeah, and there's something about when you talk to a speakerphone that you just talk in a certain tone.
You have to like enunciate and talk kind of slowly.
And also louder.
Yeah.
Because you feel like people can't hear you.
Also, whenever I've been on a conference call, especially here, the amount of times that we will mute it and then just be like, I wonder how often they're doing that on the other side.
Like, what have we ever done that?
I have never done that. That is extremely unprofessional and unbecoming
like
of a business
professional.
Like
someone say something dumb or like completely obvious. It's like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I have no idea. I've been on calls before where you're with somebody. It's usually like, one of you guys.
I feel like every slow-mo guy's conference call is just the biggest waste of time ever.
Have you ever seen that skit, the live-action skit, where it's conference call in real life? And they have everybody sitting at
That's
table?
Great.
It's like, absolutely accurate.
That's. I mean, a lot of times, too, it's like when you're talking to somebody, you're like, are you there? Are you there? Hello? Are you there? Hello?
They go, Alan today.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. How do you not know? What were they saying on the other side like that? You know when you learn to get an appreciation for conference calls? I understand what you're saying. You learn to get an appreciation for conference calls when you do enough business travel, because traveling all the way to a different city to have a meeting with somebody, after a while you're just like, I'm let's just do it on the conference call. And you like you make sure that you show up and you get things done and all that stuff, because business travel is just it's a killer.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, it's a waste of a like 40% of your week to have a meeting.
We're at this taping on Wednesday. I was flying home Thursday. I was super happy about it. And somebody called me and go, hey, let's have dinner. And I said, great, let's do it Wednesday night. They go, can't. Let's do it Thursday night. And I'm like, because I know I got to stay over to Friday for
Thursday breakfast.
What's that? Breakfast. Can't be done. Can't be done.
At the Waffle.
Can't be done.
So are you staying extra?
Dude, I'm probably staying through to Friday.
Really?
Yeah, I probably am.
I'll fly home on my own then.
Yeah, you will.
Could you bring me back something from the Waffle?
The Waffle is a place where we go eat in LA, and I'm staying right by there. And I'm going to E3, and I'm staying right by there too.
Can you bring me back something from the Waffle?
What do you want? A red velvet waffle with cream cheese icing?
Yes, please.
It's delicious.
Order the Gavin special every time for Gavin?
No, the Dan Grucci.
Three different waffles. That's no, but he started that.
Yeah, but Dan orders three things at once.
But Dan, you have to like order across the line. You have to like order shit that doesn't go together.
No, I order when he first showed up. I do have with everybody take the waffle. I order a red velvet waffle, a chocolate waffle, and a regular waffle. So it's like all the different colors.
Yeah, and I have like an eighth of each, and then I'm full.
And there's an excuse for me to eat half of a red velvet waffle, basically. Yeah. I'm trying to get him to add it to the menu, but they're not going to do it. And it's one of those things like we take from each other. That's actually Jack's place in L.A., and I completely stole
the waffle?
It. Yeah, I just go to L.A. way more than he does, so I go there. Yeah.
Jack gets annoyed if you don't order a waffle. So,
in fact, every time I'm there, I tweeted Jack that I'm at the waffle.
You actually once asked for the Dan Grucci special, didn't you?
I did.
You tried to get it to the point where they knew what it is.
And
she was like, I don't know, what?
I was a little bummed out by
that. How much do you have to spend at a restaurant to get something named after you? Do you think?
I think you just have to be famous. Like, really famous.
Can you get a lazy eye contact? Like, a contact that is a whole eye contact lens.
You know who would know that?
Just slightly askew.
You know who would know that? Sheena. Monty's girlfriend. She would definitely know.
She knows all about those contacts.
She has, like, 1,000 different contacts.
It sounds like some kind of, like, makeup visual effect thing, right?
Sure.
You should absolutely be able to get
a white contact.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the guy who plays Tywin Lannister. He was in Last Action Hero. That character had a glass eye with all these different like interchangeable things on it, right?
Yep.
And those were all contacts.
Smiley face.
Yeah, and a bullseye and all that other stuff. Like that was that character's thing. That movie was a phenomenal flop at the box office.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Last Action Hero.
I've never seen it.
It was a movie about Arnold Schwarzenegger plays an action hero. In the world, he's like a fictional character, like in a movie. Kid goes to see him all the time, and the action hero makes his way out into the real world from the movie screen. And so it's supposed to be like if a movie action hero came to the real world, and like shoots the back of cars and doesn't understand why they don't blow up and stuff, and he like tries to jump off buildings onto the roof of cars and he hurts himself.
Is that different to the one where he became a superhero?
That Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Like he was a toy or something. He could fly around in that
toy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger
was that Christmas movie?
What?
No, he was looking for a toy. There was Jingle All the Way.
But didn't he become?
Yeah,
the toy?
Jingle All the Way.
Didn't he become the toy at the end?
I never saw the movie.
I didn't see it either.
I know they were looking for a toy in that movie. That's all I know.
Dude, it's all about kindergarten.
Last Action Hero made $50 million in the U.S. on a budget of $85 million.
So people are saying, "What did you switch to?" Can I talk about switching to something?
What do you mean?
I don't know. People are like, what did you switch to? You started saying you were switching to something.
And no, then insurance.
You switched your insurance.
Oh, I just went with Geico. Yeah.
Did you save 15%?
I did. I saved like – it was literally like I heard the radio ad for the billionth time of 15 minutes could save you 15%. I go, I'll call. They saved me a shitload of money. But then they went over my driving record like I'm some kind of jerk because I got a ticket 3 years ago.
The guy who does the voice of the Geico Get-Co. No one in England. Well, I didn't know. I'd never heard of Geico when I lived there. So I don't think anyone in England knows this guy for the Geico Gecko. But he's in EastEnders. He's in like a really crappy sitcom. And he was in Red Dwarf as well. But I think he's most famous for a voice in a different country.
Yeah, well, it's in America.
Yeah. It's just weird that he has this whole acting career and most people know him for voicing a lizard somewhere else.
Think about all the American stars who do commercials in Japan.
Let's be real.
You what?
All the American stars who do commercials in Japan. There's a bunch of them. Like, you ever seen any of the, like, Brad Pitt commercials from Japan?
Mm-hmm. Used to be a bigger deal before, like, YouTube and
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, when they wouldn't be found.
Well, yeah, where it's like, yeah, I'll go do this for a bunch of money and no one will ever see it.
Yep.
Yeah, they would just go do something.
And now they see all of them.
Yeah, it's the whole premise for Bill Murray being in Japan in Lost in Translation.
Lost in Translation. Great movie.
I've heard the story about Bill Murray that he goes up to people at restaurants and like takes some of their fries and he just goes, no one's ever going to believe you. Is that true?
There's a lot of stories about like Bill Murray like just shows up at a college party.
I hear he does shit like that all the time, but I don't know if there's
doesn't
any
give a fuck
validity to it.
I've not seen evidence. I've heard it all the time. There was also that funny picture on Facebook. I guess Tom Hanks found someone passed out drunk on a table.
Yeah.
And then their phone was there. So he lent them up and like took a selfie with them like this while he was passed out. And then the guy posted it. He was like, I can't believe it. I met Tom Hanks while I was passed out.
I didn't see that. That's fucking
awesome.
If
I was a celebrity like that, I would do that shit all the time.
Yeah. You could probably find that picture really easily.
Could you?
Tom Hanks.
Somebody would sounds like a challenge. You a bit.
Here, I'm going to do this other thing.
I'm cynical.
While people look for that Tom Hanks photo. I want to remind everyone, this episode of the podcast is also brought to you by Squarespace. I want to say thanks to Squarespace for supporting Rooster Teeth. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, or online store. Squarespace has been around for 9 years, and they're constantly improving their platform with new features, new designs, and even better support. They have beautiful designs for you to start with and have a ton of style options so you can create a unique website for you or your business. They recently released 20 new customizable templates, and every design automatically includes a mobile experience that matches the overall style of your website, so your content looks great on every device, every time. Squarespace has won several design awards, including FWA, the Webbies, Forbes, and Awards. Their customer support team has also won awards, most recently a Gold Stevie Award for outstanding customer service. Squarespace is commerce ready to provide a powerful and flexible e-commerce solution so you can set up shop and sell things quickly. Squarespace is good for everyone, whether you need a simple website solution or you're a developer and you want to get in the code. There's so much you can customize with Squarespace. It's also great. You can easily embed a Twitch TV player into any page on your Squarespace website. You can share your favorite gaming moment. Squarespace starts at just $8 a month, includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. If you haven't already, give Squarespace a try. You don't need a credit card to start building your website. When you decide to sign up, use offer code ROOSTERTEETH to get 10% off and show your support for Rooster Teeth. That's squarespace.com, offer code ROOSTERTEETH. Thanks to Squarespace for their support.
We have found the picture of Tom Hanks and the passed out dude.
That's even better than I was imagining.
Did you know that Michael and Lindsay used Squarespace for their wedding?
They did.
For their website.
Yeah, I'm sure it was fast and easy to set up.
It was.
I was
a
very happy
website.
Actually when I got the URL and I saw it was a Squarespace website. I was like,
real proud.
The way to do it.
My babies.
Yeah. They have actually I've used it, you know, for some personal stuff. Great. Super easy to use.
How's being a groomsman, Gavin?
That was good. I just got like a really close up view of the wedding.
I'm surprised you actually did that because it seems out of character for you from my perspective.
Oh, I would hate if anyone asked me to do that again, but he's my boy. Got to do it.
I was talking to Meg.
You didn't do a speech.
No.
Do you think Gavin would do a speech?
I'd rather publicly commit suicide in the middle of the room, like with all the goop of my brain everywhere. Then do a speech. I hate like
be a great speech though.
Situations where
ding 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 ding.
I have no problem with all eyes on me at some event because usually it's people I've never met before. But because every single person almost is people I know, it's just like
maybe he's your good friend. Maybe you just fucking get over that and just do it.
I was talking
to
Meg.
Maybe next time
before
there's
the wedding,
a limit to,
and she said that you had been practicing holding your hands together.
I had to hold my hands left over right like this.
And she said that she noticed when you like walked down the aisle and stood there, you like looked down at your hands to make sure you're doing it properly.
I was actually looking at Andy's hands.
Were you right?
I was like, have I got this right? Absolutely.
It's like you're in church.
She said that he was just like practicing over and over before going up there. Just
yeah. Honestly, I would say no to most people on the planet, but Michael is my boy. So
what if I was a dude and I asked you to be a boy at my wedding?
I'd rather not.
Oh, shit. Fucking stab.
What if Dan gets married? You're saying you wouldn't?
No.
You wouldn't, you
I love
wouldn't be
how
Dan's
derisively
wedding?
He laughs at that
well,
idea.
Because that wedding's clearly bullshit.
Aw.
Well,
it's just
serious.
Someone who, like,
serious, really.
Bullied him into
what about,
it.
What
it's
about
some
Bernie?
Super cross-eyed chick who was like, marry me, Dan.
What about Bernie?
Both of you.
What if you were a groomsman at Bernie's wedding?
I feel like you wouldn't ask me at this point.
You guys are going to get that joke on the way home. I fucking guarantee it. Now Gus finally got it.
I didn't
Wait,
hear
what did
it.
You
it
say? What did you say?
I almost spit that beer out. That was a battle.
I missed what you said.
No, go back and watch the podcast.
You have to go back and rewatch the podcast. It's about
you would not be. You would not be at Dan's wedding if Dan got married.
I'd be there. I wouldn't be in the wedding.
You wouldn't.
I want to be there. Like,
would Dan select
five,
you as his best man?
No.
If you got married, who would be your best man?
I wouldn't have one. You would, do you need one? Do you have to have one?
No, you don't.
I wouldn't want to burden someone with that.
Hypothetically.
Who would be your worst man?
Here's the problem, Gav. Here's the problem. You're going to get married to somebody, and they're going to have...
I don't want
to
inconvenience anyone.
But they're going to have people on their side. You can't have four bridesmaids and just the dude, just the groom, and no groomsmen.
What about a bunch of mannequins?
You got to match it. You're going to have to come up with like four people.
Best man. Akins.
Four people.
Four right. people.
Which four people's lives do I want to inconvenience for like the next month, I
don't.
Guess?
Yeah.
I would be a groomsman.
Was it an inconvenience for you for a month?
It was always on my mind. Like, oh, God, I got to go and get this effing tux and then shoes
and the funny
and
thing
stuff.
Is, actually, Michael knows this about Gavin.
Yeah.
Michael, like, there was the whole Rooster Teeth Animated Adventure story Michael told in the podcast about he needed to get different shoes for immersion, and Michael had to, like, walk him through the shoes process. The groomsman requires a whole suit.
That was an official animated That wasn't, adventure.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
That was a fan made one.
Oh, fan made one. Sorry. I apologize. Yeah. The suit thing would be, that would be a whole thing. I mean, like, he's got to walk you through that.
He actually did take me to a men's warehouse.
I don't blame him. I would do the same thing. I'd let you do that on your own.
That's commitment. You know he likes you. Because he knew when he selected you.
I don't know if he likes me. He just knows
he
what
knew,
I
am. No, he does like you because he wouldn't have selected you otherwise. He knew when he selected you. He's like, if I select him, I'm going to have to take him and I'm going to have to help him do all this shit.
He weighed it up. He's like, yeah, is it worth it?
Is it worth it? And he decided it was.
Yeah.
I hope you got him something nice.
So he should be in your wedding party.
Where do you think you weren't getting cut? Let's say Lindsay, like, had one less bridesmaid. Do you think you'd be gone then? Because you weren't best man.
No.
Some other dude. Some bald guy.
His friend Joe.
Joe the bald guy. Then there was other people in there. Then there was brother was in there.
Two brothers.
Fucking Andrew was in there. Then
I'd
you're
be
in
cut.
There.
Yeah.
You think you're first cut?
Yeah, I think so.
You think
Andy?
You or Andrew gets cut
Yeah,
first?
I think I'd be gone before Andy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think you would.
Because Andy is a friend that Michael chose as a friend. I just sit next to Michael at work.
Plus, also,
he had no choice.
Michael wouldn't have to take Andy to get his tux.
It's true. And he knew how to hold his hands. Without
do you think if
knowledge.
Michael and Ray were still good friends, do you think that you would? Do you think that he would have chosen Ray over you if that was the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think so too. It's too bad what happened.
Yeah. R.I.P.
I'm going to do anything I can to fucking get a running joke on Ray. Get a fucking running joke on Ray. That fucking Strangerhood thing is like it just keeps going.
He took that thing home, you know, that framed Strangerhood thing. He's got it in his house.
God damn, dude. It just keeps going. They're good friends, by the way.
I wish they were better, though.
Well, they used to be better.
I want
to
thank you for telling me about that stereo headset for
Xbox welcome.
One. I had no idea that thing existed. That just slipped
so
by
cool.
me completely. It's awesome.
Did you get the headset with it?
Yeah.
Explain to people what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You update your controller, then you plug in a beefy set of headphones that puts all the game audio into your ear, and then you can control the voice audio as well on the same thing. So it's like everything in your ear. You don't even have to have the sound on your TV. You can mute it.
It's a thing that you were upset about that you have to update your firmware controller for.
Fuck that.
It lets you pass your television audio wirelessly to
and
your
it
Xbox
sounds
One
good.
Controller.
I've been playing Titanfall. I've been hearing sounds I've never heard before. Did you know this? When someone jumps on your Titan and it says, attention, you know, someone's rodeoing on the top of your thing, that happens about 6 seconds after the dude lands on you.
You hear like clunk, clunk, clunk,
clunk.
With
the headphones on, I keep hearing clunk. I was like, what is that? And then like 5 seconds later, it says someone's on me. Now I hear the clunk, clunk, and I just gas them immediately before they do any damage
Dang.
To me. It's really helpful. But you don't hear it if you're playing with just TV sound.
Now.
Well, you might. It's more noticeable in your ear.
This is going to be on the internet. So people are going to point out to us that this feature that you're talking about shipped with the PS4. I know, and I loved it. It was great. I love the fact that the PS4, the controller just comes where you just plug it in, and it was one of the things that's built in. You don't even need the puck. It's great. I'm just happy because it's on the Xbox One, and he plays the Xbox One, so I showed it to you.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's great. Being able to feed the audio through. My problem is I play Assassin's Creed 4 primarily right now on my Xbox One, and Assassin's Creed comes with this digital garbage noise, like this noise it makes constantly, like when you pause and stuff, and it makes the puck sound like it's shitty. I hate that because it adds a digital garble to it.
Does yours cut out sometimes?
It is never cut out, but I'm never that far away. I use it. It's perfect for treadmill gaming because it's like there's no cords going to me.
I'm just sat on my bed, probably 10 feet from my Xbox, but it's choppy sometimes. Just cuts in and out, like maybe for like 5 seconds. I'll be like,
five seconds.
Didn't you just say 5 seconds ago that it was perfect?
I said it was great. It's not perfect by any means.
You said it sounds top.
Yeah, it's top.
You should hear more stuff. By the way, Sheena sent me a whole thing. There's a site called Crazy Lenses, Color View Crazy Lenses.
And Sheena sent me. It's like where
can
she gets.
You get LED ones as well now. I think you can get some that light up.
You can't do that.
Can you?
How would you have like a battery in there?
Eye tattoos.
There's electric in your body though, isn't
it? Maybe glow in the dark.
Eye tattoos is what? Too much.
You think they they've made a contact lens that taps into the electrical currents of your body to power a fucking LED on your eye?
How much power is it for an LED? You can light a light bulb, but
how are they
going to
get out of your eye?
Some sort of sensor, like
oh,
connection.
You're right. Yeah, I didn't think about that. A
well,
sensor.
You just complete a circuit with the goop from your eye.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Can't you?
A sensor on. I don't fucking know. You're making it sound like it's easy.
Your eyes are green, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't tell. They look kind of like hazel.
They look kind of dreamy to me.
A lot of people tell me my eyes are gray, and that's insane. They're not gray.
Hmm. Mine are.
Yours are blue.
Blue gray.
Blue. There's no such thing as blue gray. That's like saying pink white. It's pink.
Maybe it's just really light pink.
Pink white. It's purple orange. Beautiful.
Careful. So we don't have any other weddings coming up anytime soon, do we? I feel like, speaking of weddings, I feel like a lot of people have had birthdays here. Like in the first week of May, like it seems I knew probably 15 people who had a birthday in the last 2 weeks.
April and May, I think, are the busiest time for birthdays.
No, and that must mean people really like to fuck at the end of July and beginning of August.
Yeah, summer.
Like
everyone's
summer
hot and sweaty.
Because then, like 9 months later, you end up with all these fucking kids born.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was literally every day for last week. I think I knew someone whose birthday was every day of the week.
Mm-hmm. And apparently, 50 people in the company makes it so that there's two people on the same day or something.
Yeah, no, the odds of being in the same room as somebody with your birthday, it's like some kind of weird birthday probability. It's a famous math problem. That like if there's 37 people in the same room, that's odds are the two of them have the same birthday.
I'm going to go for the third year in a row here where I'm out of town for my birthday.
Where are you going
to
be?
Trying it. I don't know. I'm just
what's your birthday?
Trying to find somewhere.
It's May 23rd, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming up. It's right around the corner. Where are you going
to
be?
I don't know. I need to find somewhere to go.
I still remember what you wrote to me my birthday last year.
What wrote you?
You said, happy birthday, Barbara. For your present, I got you an empty convention center and an insurmountable amount of work.
That was right before RTX.
And I was like, fuck you.
Yep.
It's going to be the
when's your birthday?
Year. July 2nd.
July 2nd.
Oh, you are. You're going to be fucking miserable.
We are going to be packing bags for the RTX attendees that day.
Yep.
Packing bags.
Yeah.
You have to do that yourself.
Well, I organize
it. Isn't there a company that does that?
No. Our volunteers.
Know. Yeah. Best we have a great group of volunteers that show up and stuff all of those bags.
Huh.
Yeah.
Good on you.
It's crazy. Like, you show up and you get, like, pallets of stuff delivered. It's like, here's all of your bags. Here's some of the shit. Like, all right, let's all organize it in a line. And, you know, last year it was like, here's 10,000 of them. Let's put all of that shit into those bags.
It didn't take very long. It maybe, I think, took 3 or 4 hours total to do 10,000 bags.
Is it disheartening knowing that, like, most people are just going to chuck all this shit away?
No.
What's in it? What's in the bags?
No.
Well, last year we gave away,
I
like,
it's depressing knowing you're holding a big convention, but the people are going to leave after 3 days.
No, like, we gave away, like,
it's the same thing. It's just an experience.
The deck of Rooster Teeth playing cards.
We had playing cards.
You remember the playing cards?
Yeah.
You're looking at me like you have no idea what I'm talking about.
You said
I'm
an alien. We got the playing cards.
We got the playing cards.
We always have an exclusive item in there from Rooster Teeth.
We had some stuff from Iron Gaming.
Look,
we had like the.
You guys are fighting. Don't fight. Just let's go sell this.
Like the Iron Gaming wristband, a bunch of different inserts, our program, which has our schedule and map and stuff.
Mm. Yeah, no, there are little goodies and fun things that people could look at.
Gavin, you sound phenomenally disinterested.
Who, me?
You had a great time at RTX last year. You told me.
How am I saying I didn't have a great time?
I'm not. I'm just saying you had a good time.
You're not having a good time?
I had a great time.
Are you okay?
All right. Let's talk about something.
There's going to be some changes to the way we do RTX this year. A few of them. Do you guys want to talk about that at all?
In terms of what?
Well, like signings.
Yeah. Like there'll be a lot more panels this time around.
Yeah. Seeing what you want to see and seeing who you want to see is going to be a lot easier and more manageable this year.
Right.
Well, what's the attendance?
30,000.
30,000.
So 30,000 over 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Like 10 hours a day?
No,
it varies. The first day is six, and the second and third days are both nine.
Yeah.
So nine, nine, and six. So if I spend a minute with every person, is that possible?
No.
No, I don't think so.
So six plus nine plus nine.
30,000 minutes is a lot of minutes.
24.
30,000 people are not 30,000 people there to see specifically you.
No, I know.
How many people could you meet and say hello to?
Like, we're just going off the thing of. People will be upset if they don't meet who they want.
No, no.
And you have, or I guess you
see, that's the difference. It's like we basically have like the panels, we have live shows essentially, then we can entertain 5,000 people at a time. You're not going to be able to entertain 5,000 people by one-on-one signing.
We have one room that can hold 5,000 people. So you get up and, you know, you do a podcast or you do whatever. You entertain all those people. Everyone gets to see you as opposed to having to go through and meet everyone on an individual basis.
We always suggest that before, like, you look at the schedule of events and you pick out maybe two or three things maximum that you have to do during RTX or people that you have to meet. And that's what you work your schedule around.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, like, you have to absolutely go to the Achievement Hunter panel. So you choose that, and that's the one thing that you focus on, and then everything else is kind of bonus.
But what you shouldn't expect is to individually meet every single person.
No, it's physically impossible.
It might be possible for maybe, you know, a handful of people, but it's just luck-based at that point.
Just set your expectations right. You're going to have a great time no matter what, but just know that...
I'm sorry in advance if we don't talk.
Yes. We love everyone who comes.
I guarantee you we are working our hardest to meet every single person and entertain everyone.
Yeah, and the exhibition floor is going to be awesome too.
Absolutely.
Yes. We had a great meeting today. Man, I was earlier saying it's like I can't believe how my Monday has turned into meetings. It's actually really awesome because this company is like hitting on all cylinders. Like I go from one really awesome project meeting to another project meeting.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Like we went to a new animated production that we were talking about. I was like, that's fucking badass.
Yeah.
I was thinking today of all the stuff that I did today. And it's in so many different parts of the company. It's good. Like, I did a bunch of Let's Plays today. I edited a Slow Mo Guys. I recorded for a secret thing. I did some pickups for Immersion. Mm-hmm. And I'm on a podcast. I've, like, hit almost every part of the company there.
Yeah. Yep. You know, I was going over some stuff, like, for Lindsay and Michael's wedding. I was thinking, should somebody at the company say something? Like, if more people than just their family had said stuff at their wedding, I think maybe one of us would have stood up and said, like, on behalf of the company, like, you know, talk about him a little bit. Because
on behalf of the company, you're welcome.
Well, what do you mean?
you introduced them.
Oh. No, I was going to say, like, talk about it. Like, you know, Michael is, like, as a person who makes – one person making one show – Rage Quit is just like enormous. I mean, it's one person that works on that show. I know you've guessed it on it a couple times.
And now Play Pals has become another Thursday show.
Well, yeah, they're trading off now between Rage Quit and Play Pals. It's hard to say Play Pals without saying PayPal. I had a big meeting about PayPal today. But the other thing I discovered too is that Lindsay is the person at the company. She works on every single production. She's worked on every single thing she's worked on. She's worked on a podcast. She worked on Achievement Hunter. She's voiced in Red vs. Blue. She works on Ruby. She's working on a new thing.
Immersion.
You know, Immersion. Every single thing. Lizzie's probably the only person in the company who can say she works on everything.
RTX is the only thing she's missing.
That is true, RTX. Yeah. That is true, anything but RTX. But she goes to RTX.
I need Ruby, and I think I'll have touched everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you don't do a voice on Ruby, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, then what – No, I'm not a Achievement Hunter.
You don't work on Achievement Hunter. Yeah.
I've recorded for Ruby, but it was cut. Does that count?
I've been in like some horse tournaments for Achievement Hunter. Does that count?
I guess that would be – I mean, yeah, I guess so. But I mean, it's interesting that like it's like we have so many productions now that it's like – before it was like everybody worked on everything. But now it's like this one person where it's clearly she's worked on every single
thing. Maybe I should start trying to do that and maybe I'll get into accounting next.
God be bored.
I'll just sit next to Ashley.
You'll start notarizing. You, speaking of
– Hello.
The wedding.
Go ahead.
You almost pulled the ultimate prank at that wedding.
Fuck, I had it down.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Wait, are we talking about the same thing? I almost did a couple
things. I'm talking about the...
What?
The
circumcision? So fucking close.
That would have been
so close.
So fucking terrible.
And got ruined for me by people who are...
Could you explain?
Much nicer. Two things I tried to do. I almost ruined Michael and Lindsay's wedding twice. One was...
You were trying hard.
There was no way that Gavin forgot... There's no way that he remembered to turn off his phone. I thought there's no way he remembered that. And so there's a big promenade or whatever they call that, procession of everyone coming out. They're doing that. Lindsay comes out and everything. Lindsay looked beautiful in her dress. By the way, first person that came out was Michael and his mother, Barbara. I mean, instantly, just it's like a cartoon. Like tears are flying like this.
It's because you were standing across the aisle. Where I was looking back to see Michael and you could see me and I like, second I saw Michael, I was done.
What about Michael made you cry?
Because he's one of my really good friends and he looks so happy.
But think about what he's doing.
He used to be better.
He's walking.
But he's about to get married to another one of my best friends.
He's getting married.
Yeah, but he hadn't got married
yet. I was just
yet.
So happy for them and he looked so happy. It made
me
emotional.
Anyway, Michael hates...
I'm sorry, I'm friends with Michael.
Michael hates Gavin's ringtone, which is the...
If you're going to do it, Put some effort into it.
I thought that was pretty good,
this
actually.
You've really got to make it hit. It's got to be like... It's going to be like... like piercing.
That's it.
Yeah. But so I had in my text, at the beginning of the wedding, I showed it to Ryan. I sent it to Ryan. I go, don't forget to turn off your phone. And I was waiting for the, is there anyone who objects to this union? I was waiting on that. But I was like, and then I was like, and Ashley's like, Ashley's next to me. She goes, if you fucking send that, she was like, do not do that. So I actually waited all the way until the whole thing was over and they were coming out and I sent it and nope, he had his phone off.
You went for it.
Completely off.
I think I checked to see if my phone was on silent about 10 times before I walked down the stairs. And in the end, I just turned my phone completely off. I was like, I might knock it or it might flash through my pocket. So I just turned the hell
off. Pro tip. Did you know if you have an alarm set, it will turn on your phone and put the alarm on? So, if you have an alarm set for 1 o'clock and your phone's off at, 12:59.
Well, that's the thing you should have done.
It'll turn your phone on and put the alarm on.
How the fuck am I going to set the alarm on your phone?
That. If you have an alarm set for the morning and you
have
your phone
turned off. I think you can scroll up from the lock screen and you can access the clock.
I'm actually surprised that the iPhone at least doesn't have a thing like, I'm going to a movie, so put me on silent for 2 hours.
Yeah, do not disturb button.
Do not disturb.
But does it do it for a certain amount of time?
Yeah.
And it undoes it
You can do it for, 2 hours and it will come back on.
But tell the other thing.
They owe me money. Okay, so the other thing was, so Gavin doesn't respect the wedding because he's emotionless.
I'm not a fan of tradition.
Emotionless.
And like all the weird stuff.
Monty is too busy to care. Monty's like, he's there and he's thinking about other stuff. It's like, if I'm Monty, I'm like, okay, I'm at a wedding, but okay, I got to go to work at some point. So I'm going to go, And he just doesn't care. So he's not paying attention to stuff like that. So we're eating appetizers before you guys are outside taking pictures. And Monty's like, where are they? And I said, they're outside taking pictures. No, Monty's like, what? They didn't take pictures before? It's like, no, because the bride and groom couldn't see each other. He goes, meh. So then we're sitting there and we're just chatting with Monty. And I look over and I see the cake and I go, hey, Monty, want a piece of cake? And he goes, yeah, what kind of cake is it? I go, I don't know. He goes, I go, just get a piece. I go, get me a piece when you get one too. He goes, okay. Sheena goes, what are you doing? He took a full step towards the cake. And I was like,
he was going to cut a wedding cake.
I was like, oh my God. This is going to be the greatest moment of my life if Monty starts cutting the cake before they even get inside.
That would have been a meltdown.
Oh my God.
But if it's Monty, it would have been really funny.
Why?
Because look, I mean, they had a wedding and they cut the cake. Why and that's
would
like,
just be sitting there eating the cake?
Also, I don't think he'd be sorry, would he? Like, Lindsay would be like, whoa! He'd be like, I mean,
it's cake.
It's cake. I was going to eat it anyway.
So I almost got Monty to cut the cake. I was that close to getting Monty to cut the cake.
Especially if you cut right in front of it.
You're this a terrible person.
You ruined all the fun, man.
This is why I don't want to get married in front of anyone I know. I would just go away somewhere and do it secretly.
If I got Monty to cut your cake before and you like you came in for pictures and Monty's eating your wedding cake.
You would think
that was funny.
I wouldn't give a toss.
You have a fun wedding.
The problem is you would probably be marrying someone who does care.
Exactly.
That's why the wedding is gonna be half a thing
of all her family and then me and maybe like a couple of people on
all side. Of those things I didn't think once about Michael. I was like, I can't do this. I can't let this be mean to do to Lindsay. Every single time I thought that. There's no way I would do
it. Well, a wedding is for the bride. Every single decision I made that day was for Lindsay. It was like, I don't want to make Lindsay mad. So that was why I tried to do everything
that's
properly.
That's why you turned your phone off.
I don't think I've ever seen Lindsay get mad. I know you guys hang out with her like outside the office. I don't think I've ever seen Lindsay get mad.
I've seen her be like professional where she like had to yell at someone to shut up because they're like filming or doing something.
Well, actually, we all do
I've seen her be stern, but not mad.
Every motherfucker in this place, by the way, the megaphone of like, hey, quiet, we're filming something. Literally people get quiet to listen to that and then immediately start talking again. That is the shortest amount of time that people pay attention to anything.
I was here earlier, and someone was filming a segment for The No, and they pulled out the megaphone. They're like, everyone be quiet, filming The No. And we could still hear people talking over here in this general area. And then they picked up the megaphone again, like, please, quiet, The No. And then you can still hear the people talking. Then I heard Barbara yell, Adam, shut up!
It's because they have a fan going in their office. They can't hear shit.
You can hear that megaphone.
They cannot.
Everywhere.
I swear to God, they cannot. But they could hear me when I yell at them. And all I have to say is, Adam, shut up.
You're loud in the megaphone.
Was Adam? Which Adam was talking?
Both of them. That's why I just said Adam.
They're both loud humans.
But yeah, I am louder than that megaphone.
Nobody. Listen, I got a lot of respect for people that work here. One of the people I have the most amount of respect for the amount of work he does and how awesome he is Miles. That is the loudest motherfucker on the planet. He is the loudest person I've ever met in my life. Like, he comes over for Game of Thrones night at my house. It's Sunday at 10 o'clock at night. Holy shit, dude. I might as well invite over, like, a tornado siren. I invited you to tornado siren. Do you want a hot dog? It's the same exact thing. Miles is the loudest motherfucker on the planet.
But he isn't, though.
He is. Is but he loud?
Like, yes.
Talking to him normally, like a normal conversation, is normal.
He's loud in social situations.
He escalates. And it's like someone just goes,
whoop. He has a loud laugh.
Yep.
He, like, the thing about it's Miles' awesome, laugh, though. He has a great laugh. But every time I hear his laugh, I think, I haven't laughed like that in years. It's like every single day, three times a day, the funniest thing in the world happens to Miles. And
you
I just
laugh
wish
all
I was.
You laugh all the time.
Yeah, but it's not like a booming laugh of amazement.
It's funny because I always know people's like laughs, like everyone's different laugh. Your laugh, I know when you're really laughing, you rock. Like this when you laugh. Yeah, you go, like, and you have your fucking phone in your hands too for whatever reason, but you're always laughing about something.
I laugh. I've always laughed kind of quietly.
Is that British?
Like, when I'm laughing the most, I'm just like creased up silent.
Yeah, you look like this kind of when you're laughing.
And I can't say
the
anything.
The ruder something
I'm
is too,
so
you will
hard.
Laugh the hardest. That's like cut through anything.
The what?
Like a rude or offensive joke, that will always
you know
make
when,
you laugh.
You know when Gavin laughs? Is when he whispers mean things to me right before the podcast.
Oh, really?
I like to be fake mean to Barbara because it actually
fake
affects
mean.
Her. Yeah.
Something real mean to me.
He'll like call me names and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I'll be like, I really don't like you at all. I pretend to, but I just hate you. I don't really say it.
Right before you go on.
But that's not to say when I'm laughing audibly, I'm not faking it. I'm just, when I'm laughing hardest, I can't make any sound.
Do you feel like we should get a snapshot of Gavin and his personality now and before and after he becomes a homeowner? Like, is
like
becoming
full
a,
of life right
by
now?
By the way, homeowner sounds like an insult. I don't know why. Like you're a homeowner now. Like
probably because it sounds like a different word that sounds like homeowner when you say it really fast.
Yeah, right, sure.
What were you going for?
We were talking before about like homeownership. The American dream is like they always say you have to own a home. That's not true. You don't have to own a home. And it's like I've been seeing that a lot lately. Like people are feeling like the younger generation can't own a home. It's really not the end of the world to not own a home. Like,
no.
You're about to get out and get into a condo. You still own it. But yeah.
Are you renting the house or buying it, Gavin?
Buying it.
Okay. I thought you were renting for some reason.
People are confused by that too because they're not sure that a foreign resident can buy property. You at
absolutely.
U.S., you absolutely
you can.
It's America, man.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I just had to show my visa. And that counts. Mm. Oh, also, I have social security, too.
I had a funny moment at the wedding where I was showing the bartender my ID, and he was staring at it for a bit. And he's like, I've never seen an ID that expires on a different day than the birthday.
And yeah, I get that.
The way I explained that was because my visa expires December. And so they could only make my ID last until December of when my visa's over.
Oh, so you have a U.S. ID that expires on a different day than your birthday. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So yours expires on your birthday. Does it expire a certain amount of time from when you got the ID?
Let me tell you when my ID expires. My ID expires. That's my gate card.
Mine expires December of 2014.
My ID expires.
That's
when my visa's at. Yes. 2016.
On your birthday.
On my birthday.
Weird.
Not weird.
They'll do that.
Regular.
My passport was weird because most passports, they'll expire to the month 10 years from when you get them.
Yeah.
My passport is 10 years and 3 months. I don't know why.
10 years and 3 months.
Yeah.
We have state inspection in Texas where you have to get your car inspected every year. My truck is like 9 months out of date, and I got to get it inspected. But I feel like I'm just robbing the system.
I once,
for like $18. That's all it costs, by the way.
I once went, I think, 2 years past the due date. And when I finally got pulled over and given the ticket, the police officer was like, I pulled you over because you got expired inspection. I was like, okay. And he writes the ticket and everything, gives it to me, and he goes, I just want to say, I've been a police officer for a long time. This is the longest I've ever seen a car expired passing.
That's really? 2 years
due date.
Is the longest?
That's an honor.
I had a guy who was impressed by mine,
yeah, and
too.
He was like, I just want to say that this is it. I was like,
you actually
thanks.
Told me that mine expired because I didn't even think about it because I've never owned a car before moving to Texas, and you're like, you know your registration sticker is like a year overdue.
So do you get in more trouble because it's been expired longer?
No.
So if it was 10 years expired, they'd be like, oh, you need to get that sorted.
Yeah, I think it's just the same fine.
Weird.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's about time to wrap things up.
I wasn't trying to ruin the wedding. I wasn't trying to do that. I was trying to have funny stories.
All right, so I want to thank everyone
for
watching.
Your amusement.
We'll be back on Wednesday with another episode of The Patch, and next Monday with another episode of RT Podcast.
I feel like there's something else we should talk about.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I was at a Kickstarter meeting today for the movie stuff, like talking about that, but I feel like we should talk about something else.
I don't know. Michael and Lindsay in Australia.
I'm sure you'll think about it.
You should go do it.
Yeah.
Should we go to dinner? We used to go like eat every time after the podcast.
I hate you guys now. It's been 5 years.
We don't do that anymore.
That's because it was lunch when you guys were
Gus,
recording.
I want to say congratulations to you on 5 years of uninterrupted.
Well, and to you, though.
What?
Because you've been on them all as well.
Yeah. I've taken big breaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're still probably 90%.
Especially at the beginning.
Didn't you have like a late night talk show incident that caused you to leave for a month or something?
What? No, what happened?
It was at PAX.
What?
I left because of that?
No, I think that's just...
There was a point in time when I left because I wanted to work more behind the camera because I thought I wanted to solve some technical issues. This is one of them, like wanting to get the microphones back and stuff like that. So I spent a whole month like here at the podcast when I wasn't on the podcast, just working on it. Because we just hired Patrick, you know, and I wanted to work on some stuff.
But. Cold drink.
All right. Well, thanks for watching, everyone.
On that.
Thank you.
Bye. I love you.
Please rate us on Yelp. 5 stars. Give us a review. Do it right now. We're watching. Do it. Do it.
I hate you.
Do it.
Fiat Jesu Domine. Jona eis rooster teeth. Podcast.